This is PFW in progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Do you know who I am? I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Andy was the balls.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group. I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon, but I also nickname my testes. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
And some guy named Tom.
People seem to like me because I am polite, and I'm rarely late. I like to eat ice cream, and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
PFW in progress.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Welcome to PFW in progress. The gang's all here. It's the day after Christmas, and I didn't have my mic on.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
I think that was the longest you've ever gone with you talking and your mic not on.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
All right. Well, this is such a joyous day because we're back covering the Patriots after a one-day
Funny,
vacation.
I have the exact opposite feeling.
And I trust everyone out there had a nice day yesterday. And got what you wanted. We'll talk about that, obviously. But a big shout out today.
Obviously.
Big shout out today to today's food provider, Tom's mother.
Yep.
Who came in with the baked ziti.
What's your mom's name?
Ziti.
Sharon.
Sharon Casale.
Sharon Casale with the baked ziti.
Tremendous. Did she get a tongue bath?
What?
What? What's that now?
Excuse me?
What? You're talking about his mother.
That's Dan, the intern. What?
Full time, Fred.
Former intern, because Tom's going to kill him for talking about his mom.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It's ziti. Anyway.
It's very good.
So Paul's heating mine up for me. And but we got Patriots to talk about. We got a big game coming up. Some don't
we
think
also
it's a
have
big
to
game.
Thank
I think
Anthony.
It's a big game.
Thank Anthony. We won't say for what.
Oh,
but
that's
Anthony,
right.
You're the best. You're the best. We're Whoa. Thank you.
Are you all right?
Well, Shaq just almost pulled down the hoop again. But
okay.
Yes, Anthony is the best for providing us with the gifts that only he can provide at this time of year.
Some
maybe
beverage,
I just drink to get drunk.
Beverage gifts.
All right, we said enough.
All right, but thank you, Anthony. And so it's Wednesday. It is media day. It's one day after Christmas. But guys, how was your Christmas yesterday?
Good.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Mine was sucky.
Yeah. Tom, you got any good stories from the family?
Nah, I mean, not really.
No? No one did anything crazy?
Nah, nothing. This was a mellow one. We just had the parents over.
Oh, okay. I thought you went up to New York, no?
Okay. I'm saying my parents and we had her parents over.
Oh, okay.
That type of deal. It was all right.
Yeah. Get anything good?
Yeah, I got a coat.
Coat?
Yeah, unfortunately, Fred, I got a new pullover, too. So my bear pullover that you love so much, you're probably going to go into retirement.
Oh, okay.
And I got a new wallet, Fred, with like picture, like video pictures. Like, what is it, Andy? The
digital picture frame.
Digital
built in.
Picture
it's
frame.
An electric wallet?
No, like inside. It's got like digital pictures, so I can put like 20 pictures of my dog, and it'll just rotate
but
through.
So there's some type of electricity going through there.
Yeah. And you know what I got, Andy? I forgot to tell you. Her parents got me a video camera.
Oh, nice.
Oh, camcorder?
So, yeah, one
nice.
Of those little ones because I wanted one. And
Lord excellent. Only knows what that's going to be used for.
Yeah. It's going to go into
business. Sex, the day I have it again, I'll let you know.
I'll tape it.
Now, what did the Land Baron get for Christmas?
A few different things. Nothing exciting. I was a little disappointed.
Really?
I didn't tell Deidre that, but.
Wow.
She got
don't
me,
you
like,
hate those
stuff.
Christmases? Yeah. When you
clothes, underwear, pants. some gift cards, a book, some CDs.
Meanwhile, you're doing all this thing to get, you know.
Yeah, she's going to get a taste of her own medicine next year. Underwear and socks, nothing more.
And Paul?
That's tough. Well, I got the headphones that I was looking for.
Okay.
And then I forgot them today.
Okay.
Which would have been my first chance to use them.
All right. Are they in the air or over the air?
Over the air.
Oh, nice. Bose?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're nice. I mean, they're not top of the line or anything like that, but I told her not to, you know, I didn't need anything that was too fancy like that.
Oh, okay.
So I was happy with those. And then, you know, like the regular stuff that you always get. But
yeah. Good.
Really, it's
underwear, pants. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Underwear, socks, undershirts. Yeah, you know,
slippers.
Basically. I did get a pair of slippers.
So did I.
Ugg slippers. Very, very, very comfortable.
Okay.
But I was telling the guys, Fred, my mother-in-law got Will this big fire truck that actually, you know, you charge it for 24 hours, you charge a battery, and it actually drives. So it has a gas pedal.
Yeah.
Well, it's forward, reverse, you know, full steering. Unbelievable.
Really?
Has a hose in the back that you, it's like $300. It has a hose in the back that, you know, actually you can put water in.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Two-seater? Is there room for TJ?
It is a two-seater.
There's room, but he doesn't get to sit there.
Yeah, it is a two-seater. It has all that stuff that Dan's playing now, all the sirens and lights.
It's like Kramer driving the fire.
Yeah. Has the axe and the shovel on the side.
That's
so
great.
That was also dangerous for
I wouldn't trust that
kid. It's a little plastic thing. But he had it. TJ had it in his hand yesterday.
So was his big thing?
Well, it was a big thing he got from his grandmother, Nana Maggi.
Okay.
One of the best gifts I got was from Fred. The shaving butter. Fred's shaving butter was phenomenal.
I don't know how to use mine.
What the hell do you mean? What are you, an idiot?
You just put it on? Because it was
rub
so
it in.
Thick. And
you rub it in.
Like I was putting like Noxzema or
cream
on.
A quarter size dab in your hand and just rub it in.
Jury's out. I got to try it again.
Phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what did you get? That's the big question.
I got a chainsaw.
Did you?
I needed a new chainsaw.
That he's afraid to use.
No, my old one, the engine basically burned up. So I need a new one, and I got one. And I got a hat. I got that hat, but I had to order it. I got the gift certificate for it, so I had to go online and order it.
For those of you who are wondering what that is, Fred has a fedora now, so he's going to be walking around smoking a cigar wearing a fedora.
It's funny. I heard somewhere somebody was talking about and said, you know, all we need now is a fedora. If this was the 50s, I'd get a fedora, but it's not. And I was thinking, well, Fred's getting it either way.
I like the look.
I like that.
Are you going to wear it Saturday?
Yeah. I wear it when it's snowy out.
Yeah.
You're going to wear it to the game.
Oh, yeah, I might. I don't have it yet. It's not going to come. I just ordered.
5 years from now, I could see myself in a fedora.
And
good
I got,
look.
You know, I got some books and stuff like that. And
books. I don't know why I asked that. I don't care. Yeah. Move on.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
You'll say a name of a book. I'll have never heard of it.
So let's get into some Patriots talk here. You guys are down at Bill Belichick's press conference. I watched it on the closed circuit. One of the worst press conferences
I've
ever seen.
My eyes were closed.
Nobody
closing.
Seemed to want to be there.
Nobody fell asleep.
I mean, there were, what, three questions and then he left.
And there was a lot of people there. It wasn't like there was no one there. There were a lot of people there.
So what's the deal? Nobody has anything
to ask? I think they know. People want to ask about 16-0 and records. They know they won't get anything. And so no one asked anything, really. One guy asked, are you going to practice in pads this week? And there's some few random questions, but nothing. And Bill was late, so they clearly wanted to wrap it up pretty early. There was nothing in that press conference.
Tom, the CD's phenomenal.
Thanks. I'll tell
Sharon.
My mother know.
That's good stuff.
You deserve a tongue washing.
What is that?
Don't talk in there, Mini Gary. Just play music or whatever it is you do.
Do you have a tongue washing sound effect?
Did anyone watch our show last night on Neckin?
No, and not us. I mean, no.
Okay.
Not a single human being on the planet watched that show.
All right. Just wanted to know
how'd it go.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I forgot.
No one did. That's the lost show.
My son got Xbox, and I think from like 10 o'clock in the morning till probably now, he's been playing.
What's the game? What's the big game?
Assassin's Creed.
Sorry, I forgot. He's rich. He got like 12
Halo.
Games with it.
Well, Halo, you can go online and play against other people. It's pretty cool because you have a headset, and you can hear them talking. And, you know, we sign up for the hardcore, so, I mean, they're on there swearing and calling each other mofos.
So it's only a matter of time before he's having virtual Xbox sex with a girl.
Well,
that'll be the next step.
It's pretty wild. So
wait, you get to sign up for hardcore? What does that mean?
Well, swearing.
You can say, you know, I just want like family style gaming. And then what they'll do
Fred said none of that.
Yeah.
every time you want to play, they'll look for other people who said that and match you up with those people.
And can you like dial up somebody you want? Like if you know a friend, can you find that one?
He says no, but I'm not sure.
There's got to be a way you can find the person like you want to actually play with, somebody who you know is online.
He says no, but I don't know. He knows more.
What
about
else
it
did he
I
get?
Do.
Or that's
a lot main. Of lacrosse stuff. Yeah,
really a rich kid.
Yeah, it's video not bad enough lacrosse. That you know the video game era. You know, is already you know people blame it. No one's getting any social interaction or anything like that. But at least you know when we were growing up, you had video games. You got your friends together
yeah, yeah.
at least.
Your friends
and, you know,
had
you went to one guy's house.
Mobile.
Yeah, you weren't outside or anything doing the things that you
now
should have been doing.
On a little headset.
Now you don't even need the friends to come over.
Right,
unbelievable.
They bring them to you online. So yeah, it was good. Good time.
Good stuff.
Good time was had by all. All right. So what was the locker room like? When I went in there for
boring.
A second, it was again very empty.
There were people, large contingents around guys like Kelly Washington and Heath Evans for the most part. Then late, Rodney talked a little. Brady was in there, but he came in late. I heard a lot of people describe it as a playoff-like locker room, meaning there was no one there unless you wanted to talk to Wesley Britt or what's that guy's name with the long dreads, the receiver who's on the practice squad?
C.J. Jones.
C.J. Jones. He's always available if you need him.
Well, could it be that you know they just know that they're going to just be asked about 16-0 and they just don't want to talk about it?
Well, it could be. And the other thing I would say is I'm guessing there's a few more meetings in that. It's a short week.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Traveling Friday. They missed yesterday.
Good point.
So this is one week where I actually think they probably are squishing more stuff into a shorter period of time.
But isn't 16-0 legitimate now because it's this week's game?
It
you
is.
Know what I mean?
But I think Andy has a good point. Maybe it's not that. It's more they just so busy this week.
There really are. You know, you have to get the same number of meetings and film work into a shorter.
But when you think about it, they have Tuesdays off anyway. So
yeah,
not,
I don't.
You know,
but Friday you lose
Saturday,
Friday.
You lose Friday.
Friday.
You're
yeah.
a day earlier.
Yeah. It's Friday. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
The Friday is what they lose because they'll be traveling.
Yeah. All right. Well, on the phone right now from Oregon is Steven. Steven, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Fred. How are you doing today?
Good. Did you have
good,
a good Christmas or whatever?
First time calling your show. I've been listening since about the San Diego game.
All right. What took you so long?
Well, you know, I had to learn all the about the show first. Listen to you guys. Learn all about you guys. And, you know, that way when I called, I knew who the heck I was talking to. I think it took me about a month and a half or 2 months to figure that out.
So, it took you that long to find out that Andy's a jerk?
I know Tom wants a wipe warmer for Christmas so his ass will feel better, so, you know.
Wow.
No, I'm with Andy. I'd rather have him cold.
I like the cool sensation.
Yeah, I don't need the warming.
Warm on warm.
My father said the same thing. Why don't you get one of those warmers? I don't want that.
You know, I got one for my baby. I got a newborn baby. He's like 3.5 months old. And the top one always dries out. So you're always wasting a wipe. It's a real pain.
Yeah, that is a pain.
It's like giving away free money, like the toilet paper companies, you know?
Yeah, and that stuff's not cheap either.
That's for sure. Hey, I got kind of stuck up here having the only game they showed on TV was the fine Seattle-Baltimore game. I was watching on the computer a little bit, you know, that ESPN game thing or whatever the hell they do. What was up with Brady in the second half? He seemed like he was missing a lot of, he had a lot of incompletions and a couple interceptions. Was he pressing too hard or something? Or
He hasn't been on the last couple of weeks. I don't know for what reason. I think 2 weeks ago we could have said it was the weather, it was the wind. And the weather wasn't really a factor this week. Some people think he's forcing the ball to Moss. Fred, what's your theory on this?
I mean, he was as sharp as a tack in the first half, so it wasn't all game. I just think in the second half, they decided they weren't going to do everything, and he, like you said, he did try to force it in because I think they limited what they were doing, and if it wasn't there, it wasn't there.
Any chance he's got
an arm
issue?
No, again, in the first half, he looked great.
Well, I didn't think he looked great in the first half either, but you know,
he should have had another interception. Shelters let that ball go through his hands.
He's a guy that's dealt with arm issues.
That ball was zipped in there.
No, I know. I'm just saying the safety was there.
Should have been
caught.
I know.
I mean?
But I'm not saying it was a good decision, but the ball had a lot behind it.
There's some guy on the Dolphins sideline that's still celebrating what he thought was a pick.
But, hey, I saw Maroney in the two big runs that he had. Looks like he actually hit the hole hard for James.
Maroney's
he did.
Back.
What about the rest of his runs? Were they worth the garbage or what?
He ran. Oh, I thought he ran well. That was probably his best game. The two big runs were huge holes. The offensive line did a great job. Especially Heath Evans did a great job. It just opened up, and as he said, I just had to use my speed and get to the end zone, and we know he has the speed, and that's a gift of his, but I thought he ran the ball well. He had a couple other runs later in the fourth quarter that I thought were nice runs. He ran over somebody, and he absolutely just lowered
him. Jason Allen
just absolutely trucked him later in the
fourth quarter. I think you take out the two big runs, and I think that it still was his best game.
Yes, I agree.
Now, you may say it may be, have been because of those big runs that he ran with the confidence in the you know, the decisiveness that maybe some people have been looking for and he's been lacking. I thought he ran well in the second half, even though the yards didn't necessarily pile up. He got most of them, you know, 120 of them, 110, 59 and 51, So most of them came on the two runs.
Well, I just noticed, like, kind of, I think it was Tom that was saying, you know, he just hasn't been hitting the hole very hard. He's been just kind of dancing around. And just on those two previews that I saw, of the whatever highlights I saw, looked like he hit the hole really hard on those plays, and that's why he was able to get through.
Yeah, and one of the things people like me were a little disappointed in is because he has that ability. That's the whole. That's the point people are missing when I say something like that, is that I don't need to see these every week, but we need to see him more than once a year because he has that kind of speed. He has that open field kind of running ability. So when his long run for the year is 19 yards playing on this offense where people don't care if you run the ball, that's troublesome. Now, if you can start throwing some of these big plays in the running game, I think he'll get his confidence back. And
especially the 51-yarder. The 59, the touchdown was just sort of a quirky, he was in the open field, gone.
Yeah.
But the first one was a legit run. He followed Moss. Now, I actually would have liked to, and he said he was thinking about trying to get down the sideline. He was trying to get the guy to bite inside and then beat him down the sideline. The defense sort of caught up to him. I would have liked to have seen him finish that, because that would have been a great run if he could have got by Moss down the sideline.
Yeah, Moss threw a great block on that.
Yeah, he was working, doing a good job stock blocking down there.
So, that's sweet. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
Okay.
Listen to the podcast later.
All right, well, we're doing what we're doing. Steven in Oregon, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Don't they say it, Oregon, out there?
Oregon. A lot of people say Oregon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Oregon. Oregon. Right. All right, well, that's a good call. What was I going to say? I forget. Doctor just brought in some cold sodas, Paul, so you're all set.
That was very nice of him.
You got your Diet Pepsis.
They
now.
Get any food in there? You guys got food?
You want some ziti, Doctor?
Doctor wants some ziti.
Oh, there's a whole pot here. Plenty.
Homemade ziti. Is this from scratch?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. You know what my wife did? She made, you know, you like brie?
Cheese?
Yeah.
Fred.
She took what?
That's a Kirsch thing. You're way above
us. No, but listen. She had the crust
cheese
made
is expensive.
From scratch,
it's a fancy cheese.
And then she took the brie and wrapped the crust around it and poured honey over it and baked it. Oh my God, was that
sounds good?
Is the brie
I
at
like
room
brie.
Temperature?
Yeah, it was really good.
It's funny. We had this conversation on the way home from Deidre's sister because they had fancy cheeses with little labels in front that said what they were, and I said, I'm sorry. I know that stuff's expensive and it's supposed to be great.
Just give me cheese.
I want extra sharp cheddar, that Helleva or that Cracker Barrel. I just want normal sharp
with
cheese.
With the slices of pepperoni and the crackers.
Exactly. None of this fancy crap. And I guess I'm just
Tom.
A
you do
level.
The you know you're an Italian fella like me. Do you do the breadsticks with the prosciutto wrapped around them?
Yeah, my mother's done that. Yeah.
You know how many of them I must have put away Monday night? Unbelievable. The Italians can eat, Fred.
Oh, well, they can cook.
Italians can eat. My mother's not the greatest cook in the world,
She's
but we
not.
Can eat. We can eat.
Wow.
No.
Do you cook?
My grand. No.
I could see you cooking.
No. My grandmother was the great
cook.
That's
funny.
I see him eating.
I'm more of an eating connoisseur rather than a cooking connoisseur.
Okay. Does Beth cook?
She's all right. Yeah. She does the job.
She's all right.
She's all right. Oh, she is Polish.
You guys go out a lot?
We do.
Yeah.
Although not as much lately with the newborn, but. Well, not so newborn anymore, but we haven't really been out as much with the two kids as we used to.
Or the budding serial killer.
Yeah, listen, I tell you all the time, stop taking
you
shots at my kid.
You actually laughed at that one.
Stop taking shots at my kid.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. That's 508-543-7482. We had a couple emails asking what that number is, so there you go. And, again, the email, webradio@patriots.com. We're leaving Friday for this game.
So there'll be no show Friday.
Right. There will be no show. We'll repeat Thursday's show, I guess.
Okay. Now, is that our New Year's show? I know we're known for our New Year's show.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do some New Year's stuff, as well as our picks.
So that must mean drinking.
Right.
And our picks are going to have to start about an hour earlier because Fred's going to get all confused. The Colts are 7-point underdogs at home. The Cowboys are getting 10 points to the Redskins. It's really going to throw
the
you
Colts
off.
Are, well, because they're not going to play
they're not
anyone.
Playing anybody.
Right.
Nothing gets by Fred.
You know. But they're playing Tennessee.
Yeah.
They could get banged up in that game. That's why they're probably scared.
Yeah.
You know? Tennessee's a tough team. Yeah. Giants are done. Everything that they can get, they've gotten, so this game means nothing to them. Coughlin hasn't come out and said what he's going to do, but we all suspect that he's probably going to sit some guys for most of the game.
Maybe a quarter's worth, I think, you might get if they play. You probably get a quarter's worth.
I think if he sits anyone on that defensive front line, it's they don't have a chance because that's their only hope is getting pressure on Brady. So
But Fred, they didn't get pressure at all on Romo. In two games, he sat back there all day long. And so
I know, but that is their strength.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Pittsburgh's strength. When they play bad teams, they rack up a bunch of sacks.
Yeah, like Mignore had six in one game, right?
Yeah, then when they play good teams, they don't get many. So when you look at the sack numbers, yeah, it's impressive, but where are the sacks coming from? Because Dallas lit them up both times through the air. Mm. And, hey, the Patriots' passing game is better than the Cowboys' passing game. So because their secondary is terrible, absolutely terrible. They got a rookie safety. They got a no-name safety who plays.
So even if they did play all their guys, you guys are saying
I think they'd get blown
slam
out.
Dunk.
Yes.
This is slam dunk.
No question.
I've never seen the Cowboys move the ball as easily as they did in the two games against the Giants. They did whatever they wanted.
I think both teams at full strength, the Patriots wouldn't have a problem.
No.
I really don't. I think that the Giants aren't as bad as they're made out to be by some people, but when you're talking in terms of the Patriots, I totally agree with Tom. I just don't think they have the secondary, and that's what you have to do. You have to at least slow down that passing game somehow. You can't just let Brady throw for 390 and 4 or 5 touchdowns and expect to be in the game. I don't care how good you are offensively. You can't do it.
Plus, I don't think their offense is that good. I know Bill just gave all the Manning. You do what you do when you have a quarterback like Manning.
Out.
Their offense is maddening. I mean, they move the ball very effectively at times, but they don't score touchdowns. And that's the other thing against the Patriots. You can't trade 3 for 7s against anybody, but certainly not against the most prolific offense of all time.
So what do you think, Fred, about the theory? And I think it's stupid, but I'll ask you. That the Giants
owe you're it. You're leading the witness there.
No, I'm just saying the Giants owe it.
I'm glad he asked
to play the starters because the Patriots are going for an undefeated season, and they shouldn't be able to roll over their last opponent.
I mean, I don't know. I think you do, again, it's just like Belichick. You do what's in
the Giants
best interest
do what's
of your
best
team
for them, right.
And not worry about anything else.
They're looking to play the Patriots again in a month.
Right.
That's what they're hoping to do.
Right. Looking at the weather for Saturday, New York, intermittent clouds. High 40s. Down at night, it'll be high 30s. So we're not really talking about weather.
About wind.
Yeah.
How about wind?
Doesn't say much about that, according to weather.com or wherever Boston.com gets their stuff from. No mention of the weather. So.
No mention
of the winds. Sorry. Sorry, Andy.
Come on, it was funny.
All right. Let's see. Who's on the phone right now?
Rudy from Texas.
Rudy from Texas.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Wow, that's a beating. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Not too bad. Strangely enough, my brother did go to Notre Dame, so I get that on a regular basis.
Are you 5'0", 100-0 without an ounce of talent?
Oh, wow. Actually, I'm 5'11", 185 pounds, and bench press up 400, so.
Doesn't mean you got any talent.
Well, touche on that. Well, essentially, the reason why I called is because this is one of the few opportunities I actually get to call your show because I'm one of your few listeners that actually does have a job. I'm an attorney.
Whoa! Little shot at the listener.
Nice. Nicely done, Rudy. I like it.
We like listener on listener crime.
Absolutely.
But in all sincerity, I'm astounded by the quality of your show for the simple fact that I hadn't even heard about it until I guess I crossed over your website and probably around, I'd say, I think just like another listener said, around the Chargers game or so.
Okay.
And you guys do a pretty remarkable job of actually, you know, not only articulating your thoughts, but actually listening to, you know, some different standpoints I wouldn't necessarily, be up your alley, I'll put it that way.
All right, next caller.
No, I'm only kidding, Rudy.
Thanks,
no,
Dave.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while.
It's the holidays. It's people are in a happy
Fred's
mood.
Fred's lack of marketing and promotion of this show is the reason why it took
yep.
me so long.
Is where
to
Fred
find
goes,
it.
Tick, 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 tick.
We have a grassroots following.
A little classic on that. Well, I'm calling in regards, first of all, about your Neckin show. How come there's no place on the web to actually get it? I mean, I'm originally from Marlboro, but I live down here now, and I'm not able to get most of the stuff.
Well, that's another Fred question, because
Fred doesn't get the tape.
Rewind this about a minute ago and listen to what I said. And
Fred drops the ball a lot.
Well, no, we
Fred's
were
too busy playing with chainsaws
year,
and pellets.
Last year we put up the point counterpoint from the show. Every week,
the worst segment of the show.
And this year, we asked them for the tape, and they don't give us the tape. And I don't know. We should, but you're right. We should put up the Neckin show.
Fred also does not get along with the Neckin staff and management. He's called them amateurs on occasion.
But next year, we're going big time. So big announcements for PFW next year.
Should we start teasing that? Or should we actually wait
Which
till we have an announcement?
Well, we don't know what they are. But we're hoping
to
say
that I missed something.
We might be on satellite, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Go with it. Go smile and nod.
Yeah, just smile and nod.
But we do appreciate you finding us and listening.
And tell your friends.
Oh, definitely have. I mean, most of my friends down here are definitely anti-patriots, but still.
Tell all those steroid
like
users you hang out with.
We like people coming in and challenging us, so tell us they're welcome to call or email and give us the business.
And if they're Cowboy fans, tell them to call
and
they can talk to me.
I Tom on there for the Cowboy point of view.
Right,
so
that's right.
That helps on that as well. Right. Well, I was also calling concerning Lawrence Maroney because, he had a big game, and, I felt at times you guys have been unfair to him, but at the same point, just like you said, if he's the number one pick and 2 years in, he hasn't, gone with the actual, statistics you see of a Joseph Addai, then therefore he hasn't passed the eyeball test. But do you also contribute to just for the simple fact that he has been in the doghouse of Belichick, and is it just a simple fact that he doesn't think he's strong enough to actually go ahead and carry the team if they needed a, an Antoine Smith type of run in the playoffs? Or is it just, he sees how many weapons he has on offense, and therefore it's kind of meh to the whole concept in general of just running the ball down people's throats?
Well, Maroney's one of the weapons.
Right.
I mean, when people talk about that, like you're talking about Maroney like he's some eighth or seventh round pick, nobody. Mm-hmm. He's one of the weapons. So that's what I think. I think he lost his confidence. I think that whole mental thing is
I don't think
really
he's
the
in the doghouse, per se, but I think confidence is an issue on two levels. His confidence in himself, and I'm not talking about saying I'm a star and you can't keep me from shining. I'm saying showing your confidence on the field and actually doing it. And I think there is some question as to how much confidence Bill Belichick has in Lawrence Maroney to take snaps away from Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Kevin Falk, guys he knows can make plays. I think there is a lack of confidence on some level from the head coach down to the running back into what he can do.
And whenever you start questioning a player on his injuries, you get into a tricky situation. But I do think they've been a little disappointed in him, staying on the field. And, I think that they've actually, kind of intimated to him that, hey, you just need to get out there and suck it up a little bit more. And Maroney's addressed that to the press. He knows that that's an issue. But I think Andy and Tom are right. It's absolutely a mental issue with this kid right now.
Well, Fred, let me ask you something. Because I thought this week, like Andy said, he went back to the punching, like the Marion Barber kind of punching.
No question.
That he has. But what did you think when he answered the question in the post game about when he had that big run, he was thinking about the media and what they were saying about him?
Yeah, I mean, that
to me,
tells
that
you
tells
right
you
there.
Right there. It's mental.
Yeah, exactly.
Great question.
That tells you right there that what's on his mind, and he's got to work. And they've got to help him work to forget about all that stuff. Just go out and play football.
Rabbit ears.
Exactly.
Well, finally, one question for Tom right here. Now that the Cowboys have Kerry Glenn coming back, is that going to help, balance their actual playoff?
Oh!
Well done, little Gary.
Wow.
I would have answered it. Now I don't know what the question
now
is.
Now, why did you, Andy, you wanted him blown up?
It was funny. We're not Cowboys Football Weekly.
But the guy's first time he called us.
And he was a great caller. Probably the
most
articulate caller we've ever had.
And he was talking about how we're receptive to other opinions. And then
clearly,
he gave another opinion and we blew him up.
He just wanted to know. But
it was called irony.
But we should mention that he is one of the few with a job.
Right.
So that's probably
and he's a lawyer.
Yeah, so
we might need him.
But I was actually thinking the same thing. What effect will Terry Glenn have on this year's Cowboys?
I don't think it'll have a huge effect. their problems on defense. You know, yeah, if you add him into the mix, if they play the Patriots, do they move the ball a little bit better? Maybe, but the Patriots are going to move the ball with no problem whatsoever. So I don't think it's going to have a huge, huge, huge deal, especially since he's been out all year, and I don't even know how much he's going to play.
Is he going to play this last game?
I don't think so.
Well, then when is he?
Because I don't think Romo's playing. So.
Yeah. So, because I would think that if they could play him in this last game, even though it doesn't mean anything, you know, at least it gives him a chance to get his feet wet and not have that, you know, first action come in the postseason.
Yeah. The one thing I think he could add if he hasn't lost a lot of his speed is he still has that downfield threat, because Creighton isn't really a downfield threat. T.O. is, but he works over the middle so much. So maybe add another big play weapon. But again, offense isn't really their problem. You know, and I'm talking about if they play the Patriots. If they play the Patriots, it's going to be defense, and he doesn't play corner. So
right. All right, Mini Gary, let's take a break. We'll be right back with your emails.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rat critics save money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having.
All right, we're back.
We've been back for quite a while, evidently.
Mini Gary gave me the nod.
About 10 minutes
ago. The nod,
ago.
The point, you know, the yell.
No, but you actually, Mini Gary, you can talk into my ear.
He struggles with that.
But you didn't do that.
Because I was not a very good producer.
I was listening to Patriots Monday.
Last week I was your favorite.
What happened?
You play good music.
I was listening to Patriots Monday over the internet on Monday. And I don't know if they knew it, but the guy from EEI, you could hear everything he said to Butch Stearns.
That happens every once in a while.
You couldn't hear you guys.
On Monday?
Yeah.
You could hear everything that the producer was saying to Butch?
Yeah, I couldn't hear what you guys were saying, but I could hear everything the producer was saying
to Butch.
Could
you hear Butch?
No, I couldn't hear Butch.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what I really wanted to hear, but I could hear that when the producer gave Butch, you know, he'd be like, Butch, you there? And I could hear all that.
That's a fear, Tom, and
oh,
I
was
have
that just online? Right? That must have been just online.
Yeah, just online, yeah.
Now, see, I think Vinny Gary, he's more of a DJ. You play good music, but you don't have the skills to be a producer.
Yeah. Because, you know, DJs get all the chicks. So that's why he got into the biz.
The biz.
You like chicks, right? He's on the phone.
He didn't answer you.
Who's he, Eric?
What'd you say?
You like girls?
I do like girls.
Is that why you got into the DJ business?
Fred, you know, I think
you've confused him now.
When we had sensitivity training, and evidently you didn't go,
right?
I think probably one of the questions that you're really not supposed to ask, like an employee,
yeah.
Do you
is
like
about
chicks?
Their sexual
like
orientation.
I just asked if you like girls.
Well, I know, and basically, the answer to that question is going to tell you what the guy's sexual orientation.
Yeah, or you have to lie, like Eric does.
On this show, that stuff doesn't apply. All right, but
that's true. That is true.
On the phone right now is John in Palm Bay. John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, wonderful. Awesome.
Okay.
Hey,
sounds like it.
I got a couple of questions for you. Do you think the Patriots' offense and defense have been kind of playing vanilla for the last 2-3 weeks since they kind of knew the playoffs were in hand to give the teams that's going to play them not much to look at?
Well, I don't know about the last 2 or 3 weeks, but my hope is that second half against Miami, that's what they were going to say.
Know, that's the revisionist theory.
Right.
You know what I think?
That's how I'm explaining it.
You know what I think, Fred? And I was talking to my father, and he kind of agreed, is they had one game that was really important to them over the last few weeks. It was Pittsburgh. They came out ready to play, you know, emotional. I know they're going for the undefeated season, but it's got to still be tough to get up for the Jets and the Dolphins of the world, because you got to think
they know they don't have to.
They know they can just walk right over. You know what I mean?
It's human nature.
And I think once the playoffs start after that bye week, they're going to come back and it's going to be like the Pittsburgh game all over again, where they're ready to play, and that's going to be bad news for whoever.
Okay,
playing.
But it's two different things: playing vanilla or not playing motivated.
I don't
Which
think they.
Do think
I,
it
I
is?
Think there may have been some aspect of the vanilla thing in the second half Sunday in terms of, like Bill talked about, the running game with the tight ends and stuff like that. I think it's a little exaggerated that they just went out there and they didn't do anything. You know, they didn't game plan at all. I mean, certainly it wasn't in the game plan to turn the ball over 3 times in the second half
right.
the way they did.
Right.
But I do think, John, there is an aspect of that. Like Tom said, they haven't been pressed at all in most of these games. And I think they know going in that they can win them, and they can win without doing anything overly fancy and at a really high level. I think it's all about the records right now, the team's record and the individual records they're about to set.
And my last question is about the tuna, since he's coming right down 200 miles from me, Florida. Everybody across there down here is real excited about him. What kind of difference do you think he's going to make to the Dolphins, if any?
Well, I think he gives instant credibility. He's going to be someone that people are going to have to listen to just because of what he's done. He's going to get instant respect. You already heard some of the players saying, you know, we're getting somebody big now. And so I think that does help. But beyond that,
it can't be any worse.
Right? Yeah, no, it can't be.
And he's a proven, he gets the job done. They're going to be better when he leaves.
But beyond that, he's still going to get the players. He's still
going
to figure out a quarterback. He's still going to, you know,
he's got to figure. I think he's got to get. I'm a lot more worried about who he picks for the other jobs than I am that, because I think that his talent evaluation is very good. I'm not sure who the coach is going to be.
the GM, if he's going to hire a guy, what kind of power that guy will have.
Well, the one fear I have if I'm a Dolphins fan is he all in? Is he in to build our franchise, or is he in to cash a check and make some money? And if he's half in, then I'm not really all that interested.
Sure.
Yeah. And my last question is, I don't know if you guys have seen the ESPN thing where they're playing the greatest teams of all time.
No, not yet.
Today they had a 78 Steelers versus the Patriots, and
ourselves
would probably be the best matchup of all the Super Bowl teams. And I think tomorrow's the Bears. I just wondered what Super Bowl team do you think the Patriots would have the most time? I can agree with them, would be the Steelers.
Well, I think he likes the Steelers because they were a really balanced team all around. I mean, they were great in defense, great in offense. They could run the ball, they could throw the ball. They obviously had great defense, so they were the best all-around team. The Bears were great, too, but they were really all about defense. Although, you know, they had Walter Payton.
I think the Niners.
I'd like to see the Niners.
See, I'm a little young for the Steelers, so I don't know everything about them. But the teams that I've seen, I think the Niners could put up points with them, and they had a pretty good defense, too. I think that'd probably be the best matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, just like I said, the Steelers, that's a little bit before
I think the Steelers would be a great matchup because it would be, in a lot of ways, that best offense against the best defense. And I know that individual season, the 85 Bears defense, was the historic one.
The Steelers was the best.
Yeah, the Steelers defense, to me, was a better defense. It did it for, 8 or 10 years. I mean, you talk about all the elements that you look for in a dominant defense. They had this, the steel curtain up front with great linebackers, with Lambert, Ham, Andy Russell. And then you have Mel Blount is just a...
Yeah.
There's a guy who could step in tomorrow. I mean, he was a prototype well before his time. What was he, like 6'4"?
Yeah.
6'3"? He was a big, big physical cornerback.
Donnie Shell was back there.
I'd love to see these guys try to match up with the Pitt. I mean, I just think it would be fun to watch that matchup individually, Pittsburgh's defense against the Patriots' offense.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a good Christmas.
All right, John.
Thanks, John.
You too. John in Palm Bay, one of our...
Who's the regular callers? They were kind of threatened by the new callers that started off the show. So they
comments about
in.
Jobs being thrown around in
right.
the direction.
Right.
All right, let's get to some emails. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Justin in Alaska will start it off. He says, the question is probably for Fred and Paul. If I remember correctly, head coach Ron Meyer was fired midseason in 84 with a winning record. What was the reason for the firing?
He fired without authority. He fired defensive coordinator Rod Rust. And Billy Sullivan didn't like it. So he not only rehired Rod Rust, he fired Ron Meyer.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like Ron Meyer because when he was a coach with the Colts, they tried running option. They had another quarterback that, in fourth quarters of games, they would run option. Didn't work. but I like the effort.
And then he went to broadcasting. And
yep.
He was okay. He kind of told it like he thought
it
was.
He was on when CNN had a sports show.
Yeah.
He was on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So here are Justin's concerns. He's concerned about four things.
I'll even tell you it happened after the Miami game. It was the eighth game of the year here in Foxborough. The Patriots lost 44-24. And the next day, Ron Meyer, without permission, fired his defensive coordinator. And then a couple days after that, Ron Meyer was fired. Hmm. Ray Berry came in.
Paul remembers it like it was yesterday.
This organization was.
Well, that's when Raymond Berry got hired. And that was to close out 84. They didn't make the playoffs. I think they went 9-7, and they didn't make the playoffs. But all of that team was the next year. That's the Super Bowl team with Tippett
right.
and all those guys.
It's just funny to think, the way it is now, to just think a guy is fired, then he's brought back, the head coach is fired, the owner steps in.
It's all about the owner.
Yeah.
It all trickles down from the top.
No, but I mean, it was a different time, too. But that was at the close of... Like old school, these are just guys that, you know what I mean? Now it's such a business. Everything
well,
is such
but
a
that coach,
you know, corporate America.
I was listening, Butch Stearns was doing the morning show, I think, last week, and they were talking about the differences between now and then and how, he thought it was harder, and the other person on the show was saying, no, it was harder then.
It was John Rook and Bob Haller.
John Rook and Haller, right. And one of the things they said, which I just completely disagreed, is they said, well, nowadays the Steelers, the teams have all this money to spend. I mean, they don't have the money to spend because of the salary cap, and back in the day the Steelers, they spend all this money.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That was John's point of view.
Right.
It was
That's
totally
not
off.
True. They did it through the draft. And in fact,
you didn't have any money to spend because there was no free agency to spend
right.
it on.
Right. And they were criticized, the Steelers, for always letting these great guys go but they seem to be able to replace him because they drafted so well.
I think there's pros and cons.
Yeah, it's
both.
A great it debate, is. But there the is. Thing that annoys me is that it's somehow it's been just accepted that, well, it's much harder to do in the salary
right.
cap.
The salary cap.
There's nothing to really base it on.
Here's my bottom line.
They're just two entirely different entities.
Line is you're good, you're good.
Two,
right.
Yeah. Bill Belichick would succeed in 1920, 1940,
right.
1980.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
Here's my thing. They each had systems. Anyone who was great in either system would succeed, and that's bottom line. You know, you could succeed in either system if you figured it out.
Right.
Lucky is on the line. Lucky.
Hey, what's going on, Fred?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You're forever in my grace, man. I really appreciate what you did for me on Sunday.
Oh, no problem.
That's, Lucky?
Yeah, not a problem.
Did you hook Lucky up on Sunday?
We got yeah. He's taking some kids to the game. So
great.
We helped them out.
Lucky?
Yeah, man. They enjoyed it. It was a good game. Yeah.
Fred's the
you
best.
Can stop with that Lucky thing, too.
Yeah.
That's Mini Gary.
That's Mini Gary.
Yeah, I know.
He overused
it. I think
it.
Mini Gary was the one the last time I caught that hung up on me.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hunt him down.
You can take him. He's a little guy.
So how's everything going?
Things are good.
Yeah, things are great. What do you mean good? Great.
Lucky, how was your...
15-0.
How was your day yesterday?
My day... It was all right. I didn't do much.
No?
Yeah, I went and saw the fam. Only stayed for a couple hours and then came back.
Yeah.
Went to the movies.
Okay.
That's about it.
Anything good? You get anything good?
Did I go see anything good?
No, did you get anything good for Christmas?
No. I got some clothes. Okay. I mean, I don't... You know what I basically have everything that I want, and things that I do, you know, that I really want are expensive, so I get them myself. I won't ask anybody to buy them for
me. So nobody got you any accessories for your iPhone?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Why? You going to give me some accessories for my iPhone, friend?
Well, we used to have a guy that could do that for us, right?
I can still get the job.
Whatever happened to him?
James, he still listens.
I was thinking about some Bose headphones, Fred. I mean.
Okay.
All you gotta do is get Fred in Secret Santa.
Yeah.
$20 somehow buys $80, $90, $100 headphones.
I know. That's good though. I wouldn't mind having some Bose headphones. I'm like Paul.
Yeah.
Paul got some new cans.
I got them.
Yeah. What'd y'all get for Christmas? What was the best thing you got for Christmas this year?
I got a chainsaw.
You got a chainsaw.
I got a video camera.
Okay.
Yeah. You know about my headphones.
I got nothing good.
Yeah, Andy got terrible socks.
Terrible.
I got screwed.
Andy's sulking.
Wait, what was your best gift, Andy?
I didn't get anything good.
Socks.
Okay, you didn't get anything good. So what was the best thing you got?
The best thing I got was my wife made a book. They're all the rage now where you can take photos at like Walgreens or whatever and make a book. And it's a picture of all the pictures from me and my son for the first year. And it's got like captions.
Aww.
That is a terrible Christmas if that's your best.
That really was the best by far.
How did your digital frame thing work out, Andy?
Okay.
This is kind of funny. I mean, you don't want to...
I think it's kind of concerning.
I did the thing where she opened it, and then I said, oh, why don't you plug it in to see what it looks like? And when she saw the pictures of her father, she kind of freaked out a little and was... And I go, no, I put them on. Like, she got like
she
white,
know
and I thought
she
was
going to
throw it. I think she thought like there was a miracle on earth or something transpired.
A miracle on earth.
And so, yeah. But then she liked it and she cried and it was very emotional.
So Andy almost killed his wife.
I did the same thing with my mom. She loved her digital picture frame.
Yeah, they're all the rage. Tom got one for his wallet. Apparently everybody's getting those things.
You put Andy's wife's father in your mother's...
Yeah. I went to some
Fred loves those.
And put them on my...
Those are Fred staples.
He's so happy with them.
So what was your best gift, if we have to tell you ours?
He said he only got clothes.
I told you, I got some clothes.
So your Christmas sucked, too.
Lucky and Andy, terrible Christmases.
Son of a...
I got some clothes and some sneakers, so that was good. That's about it. That's all I needed. I didn't need too much. And Fred hooked me up with the tickets, so I guess I can count that as my best gift.
Okay, well...
Fred gave me like $15 shaving cream.
Yeah, and it was phenomenal.
I don't know about if I'm willing to go phenomenal yet.
Yeah, you phenomenal. Can't figure out how to use it.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
It's all slimy and it does. I don't know.
So when do y'all leave for the for the Giant Stadium on Friday?
We're leaving on Friday.
Oh. You're not going to try and blow us up,
are
you?
Should be a home game there since everybody's selling all their tickets.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of Patriots fans in attendance at Giant Stadium.
That's good.
Because they can't
go see it. That's too much money, though. That's way out of my league.
Do you have NFL Network? Are you going to be one of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I have NFL Network. So I think I have a bunch of people coming over to watch it because I believe in Chicopee, where I work, where most of the people stay, Charter doesn't carry NFL Network.
I bet you there will be a lot of parties of people finding a friend and going to watch it somewhere on the NFL Network.
Now, the whole Channel 5 thing, if you just don't – what if it's offered on your system and you don't get it? It will still be on Channel 5 if you're in – the area.
You're in the Channel 5 area. Okay. Yes.
I didn't know if that had anything to do with the availability.
But that's just
of...
in the Boston area, right? That's not like all of Massachusetts.
50 or 60 miles, I think it is, something like that.
Cause like, yeah, because I got an email.
And I guess it will be in New Hampshire, too. We got an email
Well, parts
that said
of in New Hampshire are being blacked out.
Because it's literally just the radius from Boston, right?
They're saying that you're not allowed to get it.
So it could be, is it going to be like literally half of a town might get it and half of a town won't? Is it that strict of a radius?
I don't know how that works.
There's going to be some pissed off people Saturday night.
Well, that's kind of like what both sides are hoping for, but they're hoping that they'll be pissed off on the other side. So it's a gamble by both sides right now to see what's going on. But, you know, the big thing now is the league has told these cable companies, we're willing to let this go to arbitration. And if you agree to that, we'll give it to you right now.
And
I don't think they'll do it.
Swayed my opinion on this a little bit because the league has said they'll go to arbitration and Comcast or whoever the other cable won't.
Right.
That tells me they think they're going to lose.
Right.
Yeah, I just think it's a damn shame.
It is.
I mean, history on Saturday. And now whether they win in the playoffs, regardless, they're going to go 16-0. You know, people want to see that, and they're not allowed to. It's not that they, we can purchase it for $10. The people who cannot physically purchase it or see it, I think that's a damn shame.
What about that Sopcast thing you had, Fred? You got any more of those you want to advertise for?
There might be. In fact, maybe strippers can hook us up with how you can watch the game on...
illegally.
I don't care how people watch it. I really don't.
Skype is?
I'm promoting.
Hey, you know what?
However people can do it, they should do it for this game.
Yep.
The Patriots should have did like the game of the greats thing. They should have did that for this game.
That's a good one.
They
but if
that.
You're in this area,
evidently
then,
Fred dropped the ball. On that.
This is what we talk about with Fred asleep at the wheel.
You have better ideas than Fred.
Tick, 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 tick.
Shoot, I'm pretty sure people would have came. I mean, shoot, I went all the way from here to the game for the great, so I'm pretty sure people who couldn't have watched it would have loved to watch it. Even if they did get it there, they would have came to Gillette to watch it anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Lucky.
All right, Lucky. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care.
Okay.
Take it easy, Lucky.
Hey, Freddie, you know what I just saw up there? It said Jason Campbell, the quarterback for the Redskins, has a 50-50 chance of playing in the playoffs if they go. You got to be kidding me. If they make the playoffs, I wouldn't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole. Why would you? It's not like you have Peyton Manning and you've won six in a row without him. When Peyton Manning comes back, he's the quarterback.
Right.
Todd Collins at least has showed some semblance of leading the offense conservatively or whatever, however, not turning the ball over. Why would you go back to Jason Campbell?
I don't know.
Plus, it seems to me that the players have a little extra oomph.
Right.
Like, that tells me they know Jason Campbell can't play.
And it's sort of the last year with Heward and Trent Green in Kansas City when they had to decide who.
Yeah.
Heward had led him to all those victories, and then they bring Green back and lose.
Couldn't throw a forward pass.
Yeah.
All right, well, I never got to finish Justin's email, his concern.
Are we an hour into the show and have read a half of one email?
Yeah. His first concern is Nick Cager. It seems that the majority of time that Brady is on his back on the field, not with Giselle, it's because Cager was beat.
Wait, was that yours or his?
That's his.
Okay.
Speed moves, power moves, bull rushes. It seems he has issues with a lot of stuff. Are any of you seeing this or is it me? Also, I'm assuming that he's better than O'Callaghan.
Yes, that's why he starts.
And here's the thing. He's the
But he was the lone candidate in our who's the worst Patriots starter. It was Ellis Hobbs and Nick Cager going head-to-head.
Well, I was just going to say, he's kind of like Hobbs where he's a right tackle. The rest of your team's great. There's going to be a couple of players who aren't Pro Bowl level. And I think here in New England it gets magnified because everyone else is so good.
And last week I saw Matt Leick getting beat, too, your two-time Pro Bowl left tackle. So.
Yeah, I do think that Cager has had a tough time occasionally this year, but...
He's better than O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan is a flat-out run blocker.
We saw them in the preseason. Remember in the preseason when O'Callaghan was out there, the first three snaps he got beat twice, and the other one he got a holding penalty on?
If you're going to be moving forward and running the ball 30 times a game, maybe Ryan O'Callaghan is a possibility. Yeah. But the offense they play here, no chance.
I think he would really be exposed in a sprint attack like this.
Get killed every play.
The second thing that Justin's concerned about is the Moss Lock. I'm assuming that once the playoffs start, that is the regular season's over, Brady will get off Moss Lock. I say that because the last several games, Brady has been locked on Moss too much. He's an amazing playmaker, and if I see him man-on-man, I throw to him too. But I think defenses are now able to game plan for that enough to cause us issues.
Why do you assume he's going to stop? He's been doing it all year. It's not the last couple games. It's all year. He's been Moss has been his go-to guy all year.
Yeah, and I
so thought, why is he going to flip a switch in the second
now
weekend of January?
I just think you get you do it until they start stopping you, and
they've
then you do something
you.
Else.
They've stopped you consistently over the last month.
But
really?
But I like
15-0.
Well, he had two touchdown catches last
week. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Okay, three, the pressure. 16-0 brings a lot of pressure with it. If there ever was a team that could handle the pressure, it's this one. What effects do you think this will have on the team? Question being, will the pressure of we can't lose manifest in Brady trying to force things too much if we are behind in the fourth quarter in a playoff game? The only team I fear are the Colts, and I think we'll have Jacksonville to deal with first.
That's a gimme.
Is this whole thing that, you know, if you get into the playoffs and you're 16-0, does it add pressure to those playoff games?
I don't think it does, a little bit. Because you're going for a Super Bowl title, but everybody in that locker room knows really what you're going for.
Right.
You're going for immortality.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too, I was thinking about this team that I think is the most remarkable feat of the Belichick era that kind of gets swept under the rug a little bit. Two 18-game winning streaks in professional football, I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, it's probably going to go to 19 regular season.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
but all those things are great. Like all those winning streaks and this and that, but 19-0 is something. It's so special.
It is.
It's never been.
But the way I look at it, I think it's more embarrassing, and there's more egg on your face if you lose after going 16-0. But I don't think it creates more pressure.
That's how I feel about it.
You know what I mean? Like if they lose in the AFC title game, there will be more talk of wow, they really came up short of what they were trying.
Right.
But I don't think there's more pressure heading into any one of the playoff games.
Hmm. I just don't see how, and look, we're dealing with kind of semantics a little bit, but I don't know how much more pressure you can have. Like last year in that second half in Indianapolis, you could feel, I mean, it was palpable.
Right.
You could feel it. You could see pressure. And you could see how much it was affecting both sides. I don't know how much more than that it can be. If they were 19, you know, if they were 18-0 in that game, or 17-0, I guess, in that game, would you have felt any more pressure?
And plus,
because
this team
they were
doesn't
undefeated?
Cave into pressure because
well, that's
they just
argument.
Ignore it. They don't show up in the locker room to answer the question.
That's a different argument, how they handle it.
But, I mean, they just they don't even handle it. They just ignore it. They don't go in the locker room. They sit and eat lunch.
I don't know if I'm necessarily thinking of the word pressure more than distraction. Like when Ty Warren said, my friends and family keep – maybe it's not pressure, but just everybody always harping on you about, wow, you're going to go undefeated.
One thing I do know is if they do lose in the playoffs, I think it'll be that much more – disappointing.
Yeah,
it's
a bigger
Once
story.
Once you lose, it's a huge story.
Win or lose, it's a bigger story than it would be just winning the Super Bowl in a normal year.
But I just don't. Yeah, I don't think there's any more pressure. And you know, Rodney joked about the same thing. He hangs up on people if they mention undefeated and all that crap.
Yeah.
I think they do a good job of burying their head in the sand, and we make fun of them for it. But I think that's what they ignore it.
But if they lose, it'll be a bigger story than it was last year when they lost to the Colts. And if they win, it'll be a bigger story than any of the Super Bowls.
Well, let's be honest. Last year, they weren't supposed to be there. They weren't that good.
19-0 is
this year, no one should beat them.
When things that have never happened happen, that makes it bigger.
And Tom's right. This is like college football, where you're getting these multiple 20-game winning streaks in a short span here.
That's scary.
It really is. I mean, I was always tough to say, you know, this is a dynasty because I'm like Hall of Fame. I'm very tough on that. But if they win it this year, there's no doubt this is a dynasty. There's no
It already is either way.
It's a dynasty.
Let's see. On the phone right now is Dave from the Philippines. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays, you guys.
You too.
You too.
Hey, regarding pressure, I think maybe there's more pressure this week than there'd normally be for a Week 16 game. But once you're in the playoffs, I think the pressure's always there. You lose, you go home. And I don't think there's anything more that you could really add to that.
I agree. If they had one loss right now, no one would care if they got a second. But if you have no losses and you get one, people will care. It's a big story.
Yeah, after the fact. But going into the game from the perspective of the players, it's the same thing. This week, with the Giants, you know, if it wasn't for the 16-0, who would care? You probably wouldn't see Brady play more than a quarter, but you probably will this week, especially if the game's close.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you'd still see him play because of the bye. I think Bill is a firm believer that multiple weeks off for an NFL player and an NFL team, really, you can regress.
He certainly would play. I mean, that San Francisco game, you remember in 04 when they had the bye, he started. I think he played into the second half before Davey came in and kind of finished up. I agree with Andy. I think that when they have the bye, he treats it a little different than when he doesn't, and that's the barometer.
Truth to that.
But, and hey, I think that
regarding Sopcast, everybody that can't get the game should go to a site called myp2p.eu. No www in front. It has instructions for all the different software you can use. And the thing is, you really don't know where the game's going to be until the day of the game. But last week, the NFL Network game was on Sopcast, so I was able to see that.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, like there's no more football here for most of the people in the Philippines after this week, because the cable channel that has all the NFL games is going off of the major cable network. So, ESPN never picked up any for the whole year.
Wow.
So they won't see the Super Bowl in the Philippines?
All the playoffs are on one particular channel, and the main cable company that has about 50% of the market is losing that channel as of January 1.
So you have to put your antenna on your TV. Can you get it over the air?
Any broadcast over here of sports.
Fred, they're like 15,000 miles away. They're not getting CVB out of Boston.
No, but they beam it to a local place, and then they transmit it.
That's what he's saying. They're not doing it.
Nobody's doing that. It's a local cable company that has the NFL contract, but they're not. They're getting different cable companies here.
Maybe Fred's right. The ratings for the Super Bowl are going to be way down.
Right.
No one's going to be watching in the Philippines.
That's going to be sucky.
I just can't believe it's happened after the NFL saying that they really wanted to emphasize, getting an Asian market and getting things going, that the most American-influenced culture in the region all of a sudden loses football on TV.
I'd write a letter to Roger Goodell. I would.
And he won't read it.
No, yes he will. Yes he
no,
will.
No, he won't.
It'll get to him.
No, it won't.
Okay.
Anyhow, thank goodness for Sopcast, legal or not. I'm glad I have it.
And, okay.
Yep.
And thank God for you guys, because at least I can hear follow-up. I haven't called too much lately, but I've been listening.
Did you have a Merry Christmas over in the Peens? Did you have a Christmas tree in the Philippines?
In the Peens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas is big here. Very
really?
Big. Yep.
So they have Christmas trees? You just go down to the corner and get a Christmas tree?
Oh, most of the trees aren't real trees, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. But
Paul would like it because he hates Christmas. So
I love
Christmas.
Christmas
itself is very big. Everybody's got lights up. Of course, there's no snow or anything like that here.
Do you drink a lot of Coronas while you're celebrating Christmas down there?
Most people do, not me.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, happy holidays again, guys.
You
Dave
too.
From the Philippines.
You too, Dave. Now I know we're going down a road we shouldn't be going down. Now it's you go to this website, but you don't know exactly where it's going to be until
That's like me saying, all right, you owe me money, I'll meet you someplace.
Right.
I'll call you 10 minutes before. And
right,
let you know.
Exactly. This is, we're past shady.
Well, the Joker writes in, whoever that is.
Can I ask you one quick, what's the Corona question you just asked?
Well, you always see that Christmas commercial on TV with the palm tree.
He's in the Philippines, though. Isn't Corona Mexican in the Bahamas?
He's not in the Bahamas.
Well, it's...
I know what you're talking about. That commercial is not a Mexican commercial. No. It's just like a sun kind of...
Yeah, sun place.
On
paradise.
The beach.
You're in paradise.
Philippines is paradise?
I don't know.
It's warm.
Remember that one person wrote in that one time? It was like the worst place in the world.
It's like downtown Beirut.
There are bad areas, but, Joker says he's in Sweden, so he has to watch the games over the internet. www.channelsurfing.net shows most of the NFL games. It's illegal to distribute the games, but not to watch them.
So it's like gambling.
Right.
It's illegal to take the bets. It's not illegal to bet.
Right. So channelsurfing.net.
I'm not so much worried about the legality as we're an NFL team promoting illegal watching of games.
Hey, you know what? We want our fans to see the games. We don't care how. Too bad. Get it done. Get the deal done. Matt in Toronto. Matt, how you
Robert
doing?
Robert Kraft, line one.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, Matt, what's up,
Matt?
That emailer beat me to the punch, but I was just going to tell you about channelsurfing.net.
Okay.
Yeah, I've watched some NFL Network games on there, but TSN, it's like the Canadian ESPN carries is going to be carrying that game.
They were actually in the house today. There was a crew from TSN here looking to talk with Nick Kazier.
Oh, yeah, he's from Brantford, Ontario.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, they're in the house.
Home of Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, indeed.
That's correct.
You guys have good holidays?
No.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Everybody except for Randy.
Yeah. How come is Boxing Day a holiday down there?
No.
No.
That's a Canadian holiday.
It is a holiday up here.
Yeah.
What is it?
Just a day off work.
something they just made up. Boxing Day.
I don't know. I'm taking off actually till the new year. The Jays are letting us take a few more days off, so it's been pretty nice.
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 Yeah, so what are you guys up to today? Just how was media day?
It was not all that spectacular. Bill was short and
couldn't listen today. I mean,
well, you didn't miss much, Matt. I listened to Belichick's press conference. I think three people asked questions and then he walked off. I mean, not because he was mad, it's because no one had any more questions.
Pretty much.
Like everyone's asleep after yesterday, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if you guys have talked about this already, but I think once the playoffs start and we get off the bye, that this team's just going to be so focused and just ready to kill everyone. You know, now they're going to be
better
up for games.
Because everyone's going to be ready to kill them.
That's what Fred's hanging his hat on, that the one game in the last month they played well was the Steelers. They were ready to go for that, and that's the kind of performance you'll see in the postseason. Yeah, but you think if Fred is like, he'll be crushed if that's not the case.
Of course I'll be crushed. I will be crushed.
I think that I think the first
your problem is that you won't. You don't care.
That first playoff game, whether it be Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, or
I've given up on Paul. Go ahead.
I'm not going to mention Tennessee because I haven't really we haven't really seen them yet. But if it's one of those three teams, I think the Patriots should win big. And I would imagine they should win big against Tennessee too. Their pass rush, I have to look into. You know, we'd have to look into a little bit more, but.
I think they will blow out that first game.
Yeah, you got to figure they win that. And blow out, I mean, 17, but it doesn't have to win by 50.
It's not going to be 52. It's a playoff game. It's, I mean, but I really do think they're a two-touchdown winner in that first game easy.
Do you think there's a team with a more killer instinct than we have that will just, that they don't care, they're going to kill you, and they're going to do everything to do it?
Well, I mean, that's hard to read.
Yeah.
Patriots have a great killer instinct because they have Tom Brady and Randy Moss. You know what I mean? If you have the talent, some other team might have an equal hunger. It's just they don't have the talent to match. So I think the Patriots, that what makes them so great is they combine the killer instinct and the talent together to make them almost unbeatable.
Yeah, I agree. And do you think the Colts defense isn't as fast?
Don't ask Fred.
Don't ask Fred. He thinks that's one of the top five defenses in the history of the Colts.
Colts defense isn't as fast as what?
Outside in the cold and snow in Foxborough and
Well, I think relatively it slows down everybody, but I still think that they're a fast defense no matter where.
It's field turf. It's not mud anymore. It's
I have a lot of respect, as everyone here knows, for the Colts defense. I think they have come such a long way in about a year. It's incredible.
And I'm not sure who said it, but I'm in the agreement that Super Bowl is January 20th in Foxborough, Mass., and that's the game against the Colts. And
I think most people share that opinion.
Yep, that's why Fred thinks no one's going to watch Super Bowl.
Yeah, Fred's gone so far as to think that game will get a better rating than the Super Bowl. On television, more people will be watching.
No, I still think the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Well, yes, it's actually well said, Matt.
Matt gets because you're actually thinking
that
before
is
you're
the
talking.
Argument.
The,
Matt
the
is,
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is broadcast in more places. So
not anymore. Now they're cutting out countries left and right here.
Philippines out.
Off the map.
Right.
It's down to 50 countries.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Okay, good stuff, Matt. Matt from Toronto.
You ever notice Fred doesn't end a phone call? He'll let these guys hang on for 45 minutes.
We got the leg in the house. Let's find out what the leg
says. What happened today, leg?
Yeah, went inside the bubble today for well, I don't even want to call it a practice. It was a walkthrough. So didn't really miss much. There was kickoff team, kick return team, a lot of guys tossing the ball to each other on the sideline, riding the exercise bike.
So does that mean they don't have to put out an injury report?
That's a good question.
Because the one time they did this a couple weeks ago, there was no practice.
I believe there will be an injury report today because the media was allowed in. And in that one, the media was not allowed in. And we're not going to have one on Friday because we're traveling. So
they're going to practice one day this week, if at all. So is this going to be an opportunity game? Are we really going to see backups versus backups? Because I'm going to be pissed.
I think there might be some of that. And you think back to last week when they were talking about working really hard all 3 days in pads, and it was a heavy practice week after a couple of lighter weeks, and maybe this is back to that lighter week.
God, if this is Matt Gutierrez handing off to Kyle Echol,
who would have thought we would have saw two preseason games with the Giants?
Yeah, right. But don't you think that even though they talk it down, they're not going to take the starters out until they get those records?
I think like we've been talking about, I think there's a good chance that, you know, midway through the first quarter, Brady and Moss could have those
well,
numbers.
Well, you know, if they do, then fine. Then take them out.
Right.
I don't care.
Sauce is the only guy Brady throws to.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
That's really the only – I mean, there's a lot of different numbers.
One catch.
Yeah, but there are a lot of different numbers. Those are the only ones that really matter.
Yeah.
There's also the potential.
You know, they
for
got the
weather
points. The
situation.
Points scored.
We just looked. It's not supposed to rain or anything. It's supposed to be high 30s.
There's no mention of the weather in the weather.
I think that's
what
wrong.
I saw this morning. Yeah, you what I saw wrong? This morning was rain.
I just I saw the weather experience. On here, and I didn't.
Oh, look at you.
What,
Gary? Vinny, Gary, you're
I know
terrible.
From experience.
You're freaking
dude.
Terrible.
You're
why?
Awful. Terrible.
You're just a terrible, terrible producer. when they were flipping through the weather, it said 60% of something. So that was probably rain.
Yeah.
60% of the fans will be Patriots fans.
No, 60%.
Well, that may be true, too.
Yeah. So 60%
maybe,
precipitation?
Maybe, yeah, maybe rain is
where,
coming.
Paul,
yeah.
Where are you going? What? Where's he going?
You know where he's going.
He's going on the radio?
Yeah.
Really?
He already was on the radio.
Wow.
People are falling asleep everywhere.
That's unbelievable. He just walks off this one. To go on another show. That's unbelievable. That's just lack of respect. Lack of respect.
Just walks all over you.
He doesn't even say goodbye. He just gets up and leaves.
Because we weren't talking to him.
Wow.
He's taking his laptop and going home.
And he's going to make it to Brighton in 45 minutes? That's
well,
amazing.
There's no traffic today because most people are off.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. What were you talking about? Oh, the weather. But before that, we were talking about practice.
Yeah, I mean, it was a walkthrough. I mean, there wasn't a heck of a lot going on in there. So not really much to tell you except, you know.
No, that's it.
Well,
any black shirts?
No, everyone was all just, you know, sweats. But Troy Brown joined the crew on the kick return team back there along with Welker and Hobbs and Falk and Maroney.
So late in the game, we might see him returning a kick or something.
Yeah,
hopefully it doesn't bounce off his face mask.
I'll leave the guy alone. He's a little rusty.
I just... That's beyond a little rut. Like, if he had dropped it, one thing, but that was awful.
Yeah.
For a guy of his experience.
Well, you know, we all love Troy Brown, but after the game. 60% chance of showers. Okay. After the game, when they interview Troy Brown, it's the first time I ever thought he looked old. He kind of looked older.
He's old.
Yeah. But he didn't always look that way, but for some reason, I don't know if it's
the mustache.
Yeah. It made him look old. You know?
He's old.
Anyway,
is he going to work here?
I think if he wants to, he will. The question is where he's going to end up living. He's from
North Carolina, West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
He's from West Virginia?
Troy Brown?
I thought he's from North Carolina.
I believe he lives in the Carolinas.
I believe he lives in West Virginia because that's where Marshall is.
No, I know he went to Marshall, but I'm almost 100% certain he lives in the Carolinas.
Not where he's from, but where does he live now?
I believe he lives in West Virginia.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but.
You could be.
We'll check on that later.
You'll never admit to it because you're a pompous.
I'm always the first one to admit it. Always.
It
just doesn't happen that often.
But I think if Troy Brown wants to work here, he will be.
We have a quick tale out of the locker room we need to relate. Tom's favorite player finally kind of said something to
Bubba?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we almost got run over by a stampede of people running from
one
end to the other to get Tom Brady when he came in.
There was a lot of controversy about Brady.
Yes.
It took him forever to come out. People didn't know if he was going to be at the podium, if he was going to be at his locker. So people waited at his locker, and then they started filtering around to other players. So Brady comes out, and all the people at the other end got wind and started just stampeding.
It was literally
no regard for anybody else.
We could have been trampled. I mean, there was wall of 25 people with cameras and those stupid little things they carry running at us. It's the first time ever I felt like I could literally get trampled.
Those little step stools that they have to so they can stand above the crowd.
And then Bubba yells over, hey, what are they giving out $100 bills down there? It was just funny because he never really.
He's on the active roster again.
That's
so
true.
You know?
And it looks like he's sticking.
If they were, he would have been running too.
Probably.
Although I think I have a new favorite player, Jarvis Green. What a nice fellow he is.
Oh,
very
one of the
nice
nicest.
Guy.
I walk by him and he just goes, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You
know
shocked
what? I think as a unit, that defensive line probably has the nicest guys. You think about it, all the stuff that Ty Warren did for Christmas, Richard Seymour's got his foundation, Vince Wilfork, and Jarvis Green. They're all outward reaching, communities minded people.
Mike Wright's a nice guy, too.
Mike Wright?
Is a nice guy.
They all seem
Moore's
to have.
Nice.
Lakeven Smith is one of the nice
people.
You know,
and other guys do too. But as a whole, every
one of those
guys seem to be really
even
community.
The backups.
Community
because they're normal. They don't have ego. You know, those fat guys are more. It's like when they talk about hockey players being more down to earth. These like receivers that run 4.3s, they're gifted stars from the day they walk on a field. These fat bodies, like Lakeven Smith says, his New Year's resolution: stop being so fat. I mean, these guys are one of us to some degree.
Well,
what degree is that?
Oh, they're fat. They like to
eat. You really missed another opening. you know, when Paul, and I can't believe he didn't go through it when Paul gave it to you. He was talking about the playoff game in Indy last year, and he goes, I can't believe, you know, feeling that much pressure. And you said, you know, I thought you were going to say something about the pressure of his belt. Or, yeah. You missed it.
I was thinking of taking a shot at the Patriots there for saying, look how they responded to that pressure.
All right. Email webradio@patriots.com. This is John. He says, I hope all of you had a very Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. Tom, on Friday's show, you said that the larger a person's head is, the smaller his wiener when speaking about Andy. Apparently, Lori disagrees with that statement. Wow. Did you know Lori got engaged?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yep. She's off the market.
Didn't tell me that.
Look at, he's getting all red.
He's all pissed.
Andy's getting red.
He's pissed.
He is. I can't do anything
he's
around
pissed. Yeah, she came in. She's sporting a nice little diamond on her hand. Yeah.
Nice little diamond?
Well, you know what I mean.
I thought she would give back a nice little diamond.
Not as big as your head.
But, I think that marriage will last 6-7 months.
He took her to New York, and they took a horse and carriage ride, a handsome carriage ride, and he proposed to her on it, and she said yes. And she's now wearing a diamond engagement ring, Andy. So it's what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, but she knew that she was never going to get him full time. This is just a side thing.
Yeah, okay. It's like, you know, it's a gumad.
And he goes, I'm looking for.
Gumad.
He took my dick for a little while.
That's a girl on the side. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a gumad.
So,
Deirdre would mind.
What? Oh, Cali girl's on the line. I forgot.
Speaking
all about
of gumads.
Cali girl, how you doing?
That's Tom's gumad.
Gosh, I was like, did someone just forget about me or something?
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
I actually did forget about you.
Fred's a terrible host.
No, but we're talking about Lori Baranski got engaged, so congratulations to Lori Baranski.
Congratulations to her.
The conversation has turned to mistresses, so it's appropriate you call and talk to Tom.
Funny. How was your guys' Christmas?
It was okay. How was yours?
Mine was wonderful.
What was your best gift?
I got a nice bracelet.
Diamond?
A Juicy Couture bracelet.
A hua?
A couture? What's a couture?
A hua? Sounds
Juicy
expensive.
Juicy Couture. It's a brand.
It's like Tiffany's?
Oh.
Well, not quite Tiffany's, but we're getting up there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I dyed my hair, too.
Again? What is it now?
I'm dark brown.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was blonde for, like, almost a year, so.
What is it normally, naturally?
My natural is, like, a red brown. I'm Irish, yes, okay, all
drunk.
The jokes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a drunk,
all right.
But I'm 19.
Are you going to be able to watch the game Saturday night?
Yeah, when I go to Dave & Buster's.
Oh, they have the NFL Network there.
Dave & Buster's and BJ's, they have it, yeah.
Speaking of BJ's.
Oh, no.
What? It's where I do my Christmas shopping. Sorry, that was inappropriate. So how's that video coming of you sending
I know. Today I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't do the video. They're going to be mad.
I am. We need proof that you are indeed a fan of this show, and that can only come through video. Although, your sister wants to be in it, too, because she emailed SPFW to tell us that she wanted to be in it.
She was like, oh, I emailed them, and she's like, I got to listen to see if they read it. I was like, oh, I have no
idea. We did. We read it.
Oh, you did? Today?
No. Well, she emailed the website.
I know. You emailed. What's so funny?
Well, Tom just took a swig of whiskey.
Oh, really?
Maybe I just drank.
You're driving him to drink right now.
Literally.
Oh.
Why, Tom? What's wrong?
I don't know, but he looks like his heart burned or something.
Now
he's
now his heart. Now he can't talk.
Burnt his throat or
You're
something.
You're allowed to drink on the job like that?
Well, we weren't up until now.
Dang, Fred, it's like that over there.
Apparently it is. Fred has lost control of this ship. Paul just walked out and left mid-show.
Paul just got up and left.
Tom's taking swigs out of Jack Daniel's bottles.
Oh, goodness.
What the hell is going on around here?
Steve. And Eric's actually there, you know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, it is Wednesday, so.
Right. Lori
got
engaged.
Sorry about your breakup, Eric, with your girlfriend.
Don't worry about it. I'm not concerned.
It was all fictional anyway.
There they go again.
It hurts a lot more when the person you break up with actually
exists. You've touched.
You know, Eric said they broke up. Actually, the air just came out of her.
She actually just broke.
It hurts more coming from you, Fred. Hurts a lot more
coming
from you.
You know, I got to have some fun sometime, too, you know.
Yeah.
Although you got Andy good in the locker room.
I did.
Today. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, about the column.
Oh, yeah. My short column.
Mm. Yeah.
But no, I'm okay, so don't worry, Caligo. I'll be fine.
Okay, great.
I'll bounce
back.
I'll
work on that video.
Like
I did have a question.
What's up?
Of football related.
Go ahead.
It's got no room
Okay, here. Which team, well, it's on the internet, but I wanted to hear what you guys thought. Which team should be ranked last in the power rankings? The Dolphins, Falcons, or Ravens?
Dolphins.
Why? Yeah. Just because
they're a terrible football
I don't think
team.
The Ravens should be in it. They packed it in. But
well,
they got talent
power
on that
rankings
team.
are kind of weird because people have different – but the team that's playing the worst right now, the Ravens.
Could be the Ravens.
Are you asking me who the worst team in football is? In my opinion, it's the Dolphins.
Yes.
I think that's
yes.
Overall, the
but
Dolphins,
rankings
but
are different.
Right
power rankings are different. It's like who's hot and who's not. And right now, the Ravens are the coldest team in the NFL.
That's because they could care less.
Right.
They're
really
already in the offseason.
They really could care less. Right.
Their Super Bowl was that
couldn't
Monday night.
Yep.
And Bart Scott said they weren't showing up for any more games.
I like the fact that the
Dolphins are trying.
Right. That's why it's more embarrassing for the Ravens. There's talent on that roster. Yeah. I mean, when you have Ed Reed and Chris McCallister and Ray Lewis and not as a good player, Terrell Suggs, there's talent on that defense.
Absolutely.
Even offensively, I mean,
they don't care.
But they packed it in.
Can't get rid of all the players. You know who you have to get rid of.
And they're too cheap to get rid of the coach, so they're going to suck for another 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, I mean, you saw the second half of that Patriots-Dolphins game. The Dolphins, you know, they stayed in it. They could have easily given up in that game and given up four more touchdowns.
We're back to Tom's little theory. A team that tries can beat a team that has more talent.
So that first
Dolphins,
half was a nightmare
Ravens.
For us.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Callie. Callie, girl, thanks for calling. Get that video going.
Okay, I'll work on it.
We appreciate it. That's Callie, girl, from California.
You see someone sent in a new picture of her, too?
Really? Yeah, I did.
Who did? We need video. Tom needs mouthwash before he passes Mr. Kraft in the hallway. I just got a whiff of his Jack Daniels breath.
Fred gave me a standing ovation for that.
Yeah, and you almost died. Why are you grabbing your heart?
Because I usually don't drink straight whiskey.
Wow.
Lord.
Not by the ounce
so
either.
So Tom's all oiled up now.
Oh,
so he's ready to pick and analyze the following bowl games. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Say he does a better job drunk than he would have normally.
Oh, I'm hot.
How about the national championship game, Ohio State versus LSU?
I like a real close game. I'm going to go with Ohio State in a bit of an upset, but I don't really have a strong opinion on that one.
The FedEx Orange Bowl, Virginia Tech versus Kansas.
I like Virginia Tech.
The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma versus West Virginia.
Oklahoma big.
Okay. All-State Sugar Bowl, Georgia versus Hawaii.
Georgia.
The Rose Bowl... Oh, damn it.
USC.
the email just all went crazy. Hold on. I got it. I'm back. Rose Bowl, USC versus Illinois.
USC, but closer than the experts think.
Really?
Yes.
Capitol Bowl,
Lee
Florida
Corso
versus Michigan.
Today.
Florida, big. That's my bowl. That's my bowl game of the year.
Over
Florida,
who?
Over Michigan, big. Urban Meyer will set up for next year. They'll be preseason number one. They're going to blow Michigan out.
Outback Bowl, Tennessee versus Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Chick-fil-A
bowl going all the way.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, is that how you pronounce
Chick-fil-A.
It?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Why do they always have the cows in there?
Because it's a gimmick. Because chicken, beef.
Right. The cows are trying to say eat more chicken so that the cows don't get killed for their beef.
Right.
So the cows have this campaign.
So they're
for you
campaigning
to eat more chicken.
Against Chick-fil-A.
No, they're campaigning for it.
It's a chicken place.
Oh, it's a chicken place.
Yeah, they're campaigning for chicken.
So shouldn't the chickens be campaigning against
No.
it?
The cows are campaigning for it. Eat chicken.
The cows are saying go to Chick-fil-A and eat chicken so that you don't kill
Who's
us.
Who's representing the chickens?
I don't know. Who cares?
That's
Is there
the
a chance
game.
That Jackson understands that commercial by now?
Yes.
Clemson versus Auburn.
Auburn.
And finally, the Konica Minolta Gator Bowl. Virginia versus Texas Tech.
Konica.
I like Virginia in an upset.
Virginia in the upset. Al Groh.
I'd just like to point out Andy Hart's lock of the year was phenomenally well last week with the Seattle Seahawks killing the Ravens.
Yep.
Who are the Ravens playing this week?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, jeez.
Forget it.
Let's see. Tom is in Nottingham, England. Hope everyone had a good Christmas.
Cheerio.
Nice to see Lomo having a nice game. I'm not saying he is finally what we hoped he would be because the Dolphins are an awful team, but the confidence he will hopefully gain from this is a promising thought. I think the Brady and Moss TD records are a given now. It's almost certain that the Giants will rest for the starters for at least some of the game. Does this mean the win is going to be a big score, or will it be kept below 40?
Points?
Points will be below 40.
It'll be below 40.
Below 40.
I'm not laying 40 in this one.
No.
Especially if Brady leaves in the second quarter, third, you know, early third.
Tom's on the phone now. Who are you calling?
A prostitute. He's drunk now. He's looking for some action.
Paul's leaving. Tom's taking calls during the show.
Eric brings nothing to the table, so it's you and
I.
I got a big head, and I still have issues from when I was a kid, and people picked on me when I was a fat kid in the school.
Wow.
Fred, it's true. I was actually just listening to a message. You didn't have to, like, it would only have been 2 seconds, but you had to broadcast it all over the world.
That's what he does.
We're very open in this show. We have no secrets. Pat in Minnesota.
I was going to say, I think Tom does.
Web radio at patriots.com. Pat in Minnesota. I hope you're all in the midst of a great holiday season. Thanks for all the continued entertainment sprinkled with useful facts. I was just wondering, did I really hear Brady describe Christmas as a hell of a holiday in one of his interviews last week? When hearing this, after laughing my butt off, I made a mental note to send a request to you guys. Can you please help Brady with his on-air swearing? I don't want him to quit. Just be a little more diverse in his use of colorful metaphors. I'm tired of hell describing everything. It was a hell of a game, was a hell of a player, they gave a hell of an effort, etc. And now, finally, Christmas is a hell of a holiday. I can't think of a more equipped group of men to help Brady come up with a better arsenal of swear words to use when on the air.
You know what?
You know, any way you slice it, it sucks.
Shut the hell up. That's what I have to say.
Wow.
Hell no.
I think he was kidding.
Though. I know. So was I.
So was Eric. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah. Well, he actually said the SH word last week, too.
That's right.
Post-game press conference.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Kind of slipped out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Since we're not doing anything in any way useful on this program.
Reading people's emails.
Anyone in the greater, wherever we're staying in New York area near Arthur's, can you send us some food recommendations?
We're not staying near Arthur's. That's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Okay, where are we staying?
We're staying in Rutherford.
Somebody with some food ideas send us, because we're going to end up at Houlihan's, and it's terrible.
Well, I thought your guy was going to do that.
I got to talk to him.
So talk to him.
But, you know, we have listeners that occasionally provide
good
ideas.
Have you ever been to Arthur's?
No.
See, this is another. You're getting to be like Paul.
Don't ever say that.
Paul, you know, anything new, he doesn't want to try it. He's so pigheaded. And now you're getting to be the same way.
But I just. You said there's no TVs. And you said it's going to cost me more than my per diem, potentially.
It might. It may not.
So I'm paying a lot. I don't get to watch TV.
It's not an expensive restaurant, though. It's not. It really isn't. It's not, you know. Anyway.
Plus, you sell it as, they give you a half a head of lettuce. I don't consider that a salad. And I don't eat salads anyway.
They have two things, 24 or 48-ounce steaks. And
they good?
And they're delicious.
They don't have filet?
Oh, yeah. You can get it.
He used to like big salads. Now he likes plain breasts.
But I don't like just steak. It has to be filet. No,
I don't. I only eat filet. Because all those others, Tom's right, they have fat and gristle and a bone and... If it's not a filet, it's not for me.
The hell with it. I don't even care.
Fred, I'd go if they have filet. What's your problem?
Oh, Christ.
I'm big-timing you guys this weekend, by the way.
What are you doing?
I got a friend that lives in Jersey.
You got a friend that lives in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Male?
we'll try to overcome your absence. I say by at 10 o'clock at night, no one even realizes you are.
10? I say 5 minutes after we leave the hotel.
Oh, boy. People are tough. Anyway, let's see. Andy, Louie in Tampa says Andy sucks big time.
Yes,
hello to the tout, the head, the leg, the old, and the fat.
Wait, he didn't list you, Fred.
I'm either old or fat.
Oh, I thought
both.
That was Paul, the old and the fat.
Actually, that was one person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some Fred called me with a ladybug problem. Can you please tell Tom, how did you solve yours?
Cannot happen. What I did, no, it can't. There's
I
nothing,
actually had one the other day.
There's nothing you
I
can
have
do.
One too, one
the exterminator told me this is a weird season because something in the spring happened and blah, blah, blah. They all hatched. What I did, if they're coming in, I put plastic around my windows. That way it keeps them in the window part and they just die and then you just keep sucking them up with the vacuum. You can't kill them.
Yeah, but there's other ways they can get in. Right?
No, mostly they come through the window, because that's where they hang out.
They had that thing in the Sky Mall, a bug sucker or something, didn't they? Didn't we look at that on one of those Mall catalogs?
I've talked to people, yeah, the bug sucker, but
it's like a vacuum that was cordless.
As far as getting rid of ladybugs, nothing works. Some people will try to sell you on, we have this package, $200, but they won't guarantee it because it doesn't work. So you have to just – basically, you have to wait until they go away. Just put something up so they can't get in.
All right. We'll get to the rest of Louie's email in a second. But right now on the phone is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Yay!
How you doing, guys?
Great. Tom's actually half drunk.
Yelling at
so
the producer.
Did get it.
Yes, we did. You're the best.
Okay, because usually I get a confirmation from them, like, via email. And actually, they called me last time just to confirm, and I didn't get a phone call. So that's why I kind of called to see if you got it.
Well, we got our stuff.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad you're happy.
As I say, Tom's already cracked his open.
Actually, Tom, I'm sorry, but I heard the podcast after, so I would have got you the other stuff. But
oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
But I know, I knew you wouldn't really complain as long as it's there, right?
The only thing I'm complaining about is the producer in there who now has music blaring. I mean, turn it down, you moron. No, this is fine.
He's an angry
thanks.
Drunk, obviously.
Good. So, you know, I'm kind of calling towards the end. I have no idea what you guys talked about.
Nothing
but,
important.
What's that?
Nothing important.
Nothing involving the Patriots and or football.
If you want to talk about our Christmas gifts, you're too late.
Really? Because, like, I'm on hold, and I'm hearing Ladybug suction.
Yeah, that's
sort of it.
And I was like, wow, the show's come to that, huh? Yeah. Nothing to talk about. It's just pretty much automatic with the Patriots now.
Yeah, certainly this week.
You know, no complaints, nothing. You know, to be honest with you, I was going to give you a call last week because it seemed like it was Maroney bashing, you know, last week and whatnot. And I just didn't. I had some numbers put together. He had a couple of great runs, obviously. I don't know if you guys, obviously you guys probably touched on that.
Yes.
You know, I was actually pretty impressed because he hit the hole, he didn't hesitate, and, not that I'm tooting my own horn or anything, but I remember, like, if you remember, I did talk about, you know, getting him a fullback and just maybe he seems more comfortable having that fullback in front of him.
Well, he definitely praised Heath Evans a lot post-game. Obviously, on one of the big runs, Heath Evans had a huge block.
Yeah, but actually, in one of the huge runs, Heath Evans was trailing the play.
Right. But regardless of the fullback or not, I thought he ran better. We talked about throw out the 50-yard plus. In the second half, he was running again. He had that punch where he was swinging in front of him, trying to hit people, ran over Jason Allen, just absolutely put his head down and trucked him. So we talked about the fact last week that Brady mentioned confidence when he was talking about Maroney. And he did look like a different running back, more confident last week. And now he's done it two different ways in two different weeks. He had the 4.0 yards per carry the week earlier, and now he had the big plays this week. The only thing that is sort of a carryover from both games is they were against the 30th and 32nd rush defense
in
football.
But going forward, since we think most of this is mental, it doesn't really matter who he's doing it against.
Nope, yeah.
Maybe this helps him going into the playoffs in the next season, get that confidence. Because like I always say, if you're sitting there telling me how great you are, then you have a problem. Because,
right.
I mean, I know Randy Moss threw out the, what the hell, I'm Randy. But he's joking. You know what I mean? That was a joke. What the hell, I'm Randy Moss. When Maroney's telling you he's a star, like Andy said, he's not. Tom Brady's a star. Randy Moss
And what he's
a
running
star.
For a touchdown, and the main thing on his mind is, what are they going to say about me now?
Yes, that's
a
problem.
That tells you that he's not focused.
Yeah, it's funny. Fred is actually maybe down more than any of us based on Maroney's post-game press conferences and sort of the way he dealt with the big game.
I didn't see it. What did he say?
He admitted that he was thinking about the media a little bit on the long touchdown run, saying, you know, what are they going to write about me in the papers now, media? Yeah, take a good look at me now, media.
Oh, God, he didn't. Did he?
He did.
You could just read into that. That's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
is,
exactly.
You know?
And then he also had a very interesting comment where he sort of said, we're not going to run the ball when you can't stop our passing game, but when you do, then we'll run the ball. It's pick your poison. How do you want us to beat you, with our running game or our passing game?
A.K.A. Kool-Aid,
and I just,
A.K.A. L-Dot, A.K.A. L-Train.
Yeah.
Step your game up, player.
I thought that was a little, I mean, you've had two decent games against two really bad run defenses. It might be a little soon to be saying the running game is equally as impressive
right.
as Brady and Moss.
Meanwhile, Brady and Moss are saying, boy, we have a lot of work to do
right.
in the passing game, and Maroney's declaring the running game is here.
And I still
I wouldn't declare it. You know, it's the Dolphins, you know what I mean? And
right.
the Jets.
Dolphins and Jets. And
I'm still not impressed. You know, do I see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel? Yeah, I see a little bit of light, you know. But it's just, I've been watching the draft for years. You know, I'm just as a fan, it's just the numbers are just there against him.
Right.
As in, like, how many first-round busts there were compared to first-round, you know what I mean, actual players, not even, like, a LaDainian Tomlinson, because then you can cut those numbers in half when you have an LT or somebody like a Larry Johnson, you know?
Yeah.
I just to give you a quick number, I'm not going to go through all the names, but do you know since 1995 first-round running backs, the number of busts was 19 to the number of just good, where they actually produced in the league, 13.
That's
doesn't surprise me.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like I just told you, it's, you know, you have your LT, your right. Larry Johnsons, you know, those type of players, you cut that in half again.
Right.
You yeah. know, so it's just, I'm sorry, I just look at it that way, you know. And listen, I love to be right. I'm a stubborn person. And in this case, I wish I was wrong.
And you might still be. I mean, since he's had two decent games. I think it was like 260 of his 780 yards. Basically, a third of his season production has come in 2 weeks. So maybe he is building confidence. But I just wonder what happens if they get to the playoffs and they say, Lawrence, stay on the bench again. We're
a
passing
that's what's
team.
Gonna happen.
I wonder how
exactly.
his mentality will affect that.
They play Jacksonville. They won't run the ball once.
Right.
But hopefully they can do what they were doing early in the year when Sammy Morris and he were splitting carries. But that Maroney can now pick up the load because back then they were running
but
the ball.
But they're
going to
win by the pass, and I wonder what he's going to think when he's back
in
5 carries.
Yeah, because if they play
carries.
Pittsburgh, if they play Jacksonville in that first game, it's going to be all throwing.
Right.
And just another one that actually made me call and was just like, holy cow, I didn't even think about this stat because I just heard it on the radio. Do you realize that the Patriots are number one to get blitzed on?
Yeah, they. I mean,
they see the most blitz.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, well. Exactly.
I mean, well,
you know,
when you're
just,
dropping,
it's remarkable what that offensive line does. So
well,
I refuse.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I refuse to believe. You know what I mean? That they can't run block. I'm sorry, they're just good. You know.
Yeah. So well, you got three Pro Bowlers there. They should be.
Exactly. All right, guys, enjoy my gifts and don't go too crazy. And have a good one.
Thank you, thanks. Anthony.
Anthony, you're the best.
Take it easy,
Anthony in Naples.
Anthony, I thought you called him Tony.
What? No,
he doesn't
like
that.
I know, but you called
Tony
him that
since he was a little kid.
Three times after he said he didn't like it.
Let's see. Getting back to the emails, webradio@patriots.com. Louis's email, he says, I'm amazed at how bad ex-Patriot players do. Willie McGinnis, David Patton, Christian Fourier, Lawyer Malloy, all look dreadful. What does that tell about New England? Smart player personnel decisions, or does it reinforce the idea of the system type of success?
Both. But a lot of
those guys
weren't
old.
Smart decisions. Willie McGinnis was old and washed
right.
up. They wanted a leader in Cleveland.
I think they know when to get rid of players,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Like you can't say
right.
Willie McGinnis because everyone knew he was done.
Right. And they don't know when to call it a career, so they keep hanging on.
Oh, if you can get a big contract somewhere else like McGinnis did, you take it. Why not?
And Lawyer Malloy wasn't so much a decision as they were backed into a corner and had to do it.
Well, but also they had hoped that they could renegotiate with Malloy, and he had the Poston brothers,
I know,
so they wouldn't do it. And bad decision by Lawyer Malloy.
But they didn't say, Lawyer's done, we want to get rid of him. They wanted him back. They wanted him back, Fred. They wanted him back, Fred.
Yeah.
I don't care what Jonathan told you. They wanted him back.
So he just admits that Jonathan told him they didn't want
him back. But I think that they wanted him back for a price, but they weren't.
Well, they want everybody for a price.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
But it's the guys that they go beyond that they really want back.
But it wasn't a talent decision. It was a money decision.
Oh, I think it had to do some with talent.
Nah, I don't. I think they wanted Lawyer Malloy back.
Did you read Michael Holley's book?
Fiction? I don't read fiction.
I try
to stick with the facts.
Right. Wow. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
If I want to read PR, I'll read the press releases from the team.
Well, okay. Then it's an out-and-out lie because he's quoting people. Let's see. That's his thing for there. And he has another question. He says, the worst feeling is to get screwed in that time. You say you wanted a show with Tom Casale and ended up with Andy Hart. What? I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
What happened?
Anyway.
Is this English?
Have you talked to the media people? I think they might be going nuts about all the records that are being set, or that might be within reach. Okay. Well, I don't know what there's a
Fred's lost you. Yeah. It's probably not your fault, but.
Alex says, I'll be at the game on Saturday to watch History in the Making live, but wanted to know, do you think the game would be great, or would it be like everything else everyone is saying, the Giants are just going to roll over? Also, I have never been to a game at Patriot Stadium, would like to go. What would be the best way to get tickets for a playoff game?
Well, the Giants aren't rolling over. They're doing what's best for their football team. If the Patriots were in the same circumstances, they would probably do, you know, the exact same thing. They have some injuries. They play next week at Tampa. So they need the rest. The Patriots have an extra week off. That's the big difference.
And they need this, as I said on the TV show. Tom Coughlin might need this to save his job. They've been one and done in the postseason 2 years in a row. They've sort of backed in again. If they don't win a playoff game, there's a good chance he's out. If they win a couple, maybe he won't.
And I don't think they're going to win.
But I think that's why there's bad coaching in the league, is what you just said. If I'm a GM or an owner, every year I say to myself, is this our guy? If he beats Tampa Bay, right. to me, that's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Do you think he can coach your team or you can't? Because if you don't like him, if you think, well, we've stumbled and Manning isn't, he's not progressing the way we want, I don't care if they go to the NFC Championship game. Get rid of him and get someone else. If you think he's your guy for the long term and you want to put a plan in place, then keep him.
That's because they work out of fear, big time. They fear that they're going to get Bobby Petrino or Art Schell, and they say, well, this guy's not that bad. I mean, we could be 4-12 right now. They work out of fear, Fred.
All right, let's take a break right now. We'll get back to more of your emails.
He's been a 3-time champion, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
3 touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of 3 flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack-A-Tack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack-A-Tack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, back here in NFL, PFW in front.
Thin Lizzy music.
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
Never heard this before in my life.
It's the only good thing that Mini Gary's good at.
he's good at spinning the vinyl.
Yep. Well, I don't think he has any vinyl in there.
Nah, it's an old term.
I know. I don't think they even have CDs, do they? Isn't it all digital?
Most of it's digital now.
Yeah. iTunes.
iTunes.
So we're just stealing? Is that why we only get 30-second clips?
No, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to you play whatever you want as long as it's a certain amount of time on the radio for promotions or whatever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Right? Isn't that ASCAP rules? Huh?
ASCAP?
Asshead? I don't know what it is. ASCAP. That's who you have to pay when to get the rights to play stuff at like stadiums and things like that.
That's a company?
American Society for Creative Artists Production or something like that. I don't know what it is.
I like ASCAP.
ASCAP.
That's what I need when I get
gas. You need a cap in your ass.
An ASCAP.
What you need.
Yeah, you need a cork. Rob in Ashburn, Virginia. I know you guys know by now the Patriots are having their favorite Patriot contest. It means the Herald, I think. Now is it your favorite Patriot of all time, or is it the Patriot who has been most beneficial to the Patriots over the history of the team? And why isn't Zeke Moat on that list?
Dan Klecko, Temple University.
After receiving the blueprint for Christmas, I was thinking, what was your favorite book and least favorite Patriot book? His favorite is Patriot Reign. His least favorite is The Impossible
blueprint.
Team. Honorable mention, the best coffee table book, Patriots United, of course. What are you laughing about?
Nothing. Plenty of coffee still available. Weren't you willing to give somebody a case if they told you their best Christmas gift or something?
No, one. Oh, by the way, who won the did anyone win the score thing so we can send them
did
a
anyone
Patriots
enter?
No, we had a lot of people submit the
what was the score?
28-7.
And
I don't think I remember seeing anyone send 28-7, but I could
be
wrong.
I don't think I remember.
I'm not sure they would be telling us.
All decisions of the judges are final.
So favorite,
I don't think I remember. You lose.
Favorite Patriot book, Andy. You don't read. Tom.
Doesn't read.
I haven't read any that I liked. My most hated is the Teddy Bruschi book.
Yeah, I didn't. I skimmed that, and that was bad.
I haven't read any of the other ones, but I like Patriots United just for the sentimental.
There you go.
The first book ever.
If you don't have that in your library, you're lacking. You have to have it.
I have it. I got a good deal in the pro shop.
I'd read the blueprint, but Paul's in it, so I already know everything that's going to be said. And
Paul's in it.
There's not a lot to choose from.
I think I like Patriots United more, too, because Paul's not in that, is he?
Yes.
Is he?
He was asked not to be in it.
He's upset about that.
It's a sore spot.
What happened?
I thought I was.
I don't know this story.
No,
Fred and Brian Morey did Patriots United and never asked Paul to do anything, and he's still mad about it.
I thought, well, when you ask him, then they complain. Why?
Do this extra? You know.
So I thought I was doing them a favor by not giving them extra work.
So Shane Donaldson's got something in there.
6 years.
Oh, I can't wait to bring that up.
What?
I said, I saw, you know, Shane Donaldson's got something in there. You've got stuff in there. Brian's got stuff in there.
No Paul.
No Paul.
No Paul. Oh, well.
Fred, what's your favorite Patriots book?
Patriots United.
Yeah, he helped
write it. What's your favorite non-Patriots United Patriots book?
Stories from the Sideline by Mike Felger.
Is that good? I never read it.
No, it's got the kind of definitive Patriot anecdotal stories.
Maybe I should read that.
Have you read Education of a Coach?
I have not.
Neither have I. I never read it. But I'm going to read it this offseason.
Yeah, I'm reading
that
now.
I guess it's pretty good. I guess you should. Well, Halberstam's a great writer, so anything that he writes is good. But I guess you can consider that a Patriot book, but it's a Bill Belichick book.
Well, yeah,
really,
but I mean.
You know. Really. It goes beyond.
That's like a biography.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's more my style. I'm not into these, you know, sports writers.
Now, did you highlight?
I was going to say you're starting.
I haven't read it.
You're
yet. Starting.
Oh, you haven't read it yet.
No, I'm going to do it.
You're starting this in the off season and hoping to get it done by the time Belichick retires. Is that how it works?
I don't know. Whatever.
He goes to me in the locker room today, Fred. He goes. He was asking me about my book, how far along I was, and he goes. I got to finish this Reagan book. He goes. If I'm still bringing that on trips next year, those guys are going to kill me.
Just read it. Stop highlighting. Just read.
Don't you worry about what I'm doing.
Highlight.
You should read a book now
word.
And then. Would
I
help
need
you.
Plenty of books. Don't you worry.
No,
about
you.
It.
No real books. I'm not talking about
Playboy.com.
Who made the ZD, by the way, Tom? Good stuff.
My mother,
Sharon Casale.
It might have to good. Get some
you think
second
she deserves
helping.
A tongue licking?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. That's what. Minnie Gary in
tongue
there.
Bath.
Tongue bath.
Tongue
said
bath.
She deserves a tongue bath. I don't even know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
But he's talking about Tom's mom in a way that doesn't sound appropriate.
Yeah. If I knew what it meant, I'd probably kick the crap out of him. I just don't know what it means.
Where's Strippers today? He's off, isn't he? Because yeah, he would have sent us what the definition for tongue bath.
Diane from Bridgeport, we're talking about if you can't see the game on TV Saturday night. Says anyone who has an internet connection and who cannot see the Patriots-Giants game can listen to it on NFL Field Pass. I listened to part of one game this way earlier this year when the TV station signal on cable went dead for a while. Well, that's fine and good, but people want to watch this
thing.
Yeah, I mean, we know about the Field Pass, but people want to see it. So, you know, so far we've got channelsurfing.net. And what was the Sopcast? And what was the other one?
Some SP27.
They'll let you know when the date
and they'll tell you, yeah,
P2P,
where to show up, when.
It's like a guy, you know, with watches up his arm.
Leave the briefcase by the garbage can and walk by. And
you need a watch?
That was as shady as they come.
Well, we, you know, for the last week, you know, few weeks, we've been getting a lot of emails from people all over New England, in particular, pissed off about not being able to watch this game.
Now, there's no chance of anything happening, right? You know, the Kerry letters. There's no, like, no chance of any.
I don't think so at this point.
That's kind of late in the game for
yeah.
that.
I mean, unless there's some major announcement today or tomorrow, I just don't think so.
Because I'm really interested, because I think also people don't understand the Channel 5 thing, that there are people that get Channel 5 that when they turn on Channel 5, there'll be nothing on, or they'll be
they'll
whatever
be playing,
the regular
replay,
Saturday
yeah.
programming is.
Yeah, some afternoon movie or something.
And then that's going to push people over the edge, because there's people that think they're going to sit down at 8 o'clock with their pizza and their beer, and that they're going to be watching like 8 Simple Rules on How I Met Your Dad or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, I would tell people, hey, call your cable company, write letters, do what you can right now. I don't think for this week it's going to do you any
right.
good.
You're
though.
SOL.
Yeah,
you got to find a place that has NFL Network, whether it's a bar, a friend.
Yeah, it's only 2008.
Right.
Why should everybody be able to watch football games? I'm sure by 2050 this will be taken care
but,
of.
But, you know, obviously the whole story is that the NFL Network took games this year. One of the games that they took was this Patriots-Giants game before the season. Who knew it was going to be historical? And over this, you know, they've had this run-in with the major cable carriers like Time Warner and Comcast. Comcast had it on the basic tier. They moved it up to the sports tier. Mm-hmm. So if you have Comcast, you can get it, but you just have to pay more now.
Right.
And the NFL doesn't like that. They want it on the basic tier, and that for Comcast to pay them
a lot,
a carriage fee, which is more than the usual cable company.
See, and that's where they're wrong.
Right. So they asked for, they got greedy. Comcast pushed back. Now they moved it to the sports tier, so only people who pay extra can get it. Time Warner, on the other hand, never even put it on. You can't even pay to get it.
They're a disgrace.
On Time Warner.
But see, now I'm questioning. I always thought the NFL Network was wrong because I thought they jacked up their prices. They were way up in the range if you're talking like ESPN, the most successful cable channel of all time.
Right.
I always thought they were wrong. But now I wonder, NFL's willing to go to arbitration and cable companies aren't.
Right.
What's going on there?
The NFL last week came out and said, look, we're willing to have this arbitrated. And I don't know who does that, the FCC? Who does the arbitration? I'm not even sure. And they said if they agree to go to arbitration from this day forward, we'll give it to them.
Right.
Even before the ruling comes down, we'll give them to a right now and trust the ruling of the arbiter. And they've been turned down by the cable company.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that is
very,
there's something there.
There was something fishy there because that looked like that was a sweet deal that they should have
made.
I mean,
you're supposedly going to an unbiased
and a third-party
media. You present your facts,
Now I think the government has to get involved because the NFL has tried to resolve this, saying we'll do this, and now the cable companies don't want
to
do that.
That's a good point. It makes me think if the arbiter is the FCC, that is the government. And maybe the cable companies say we're setting a bad precedent here. If we all of a sudden let the government start deciding this stuff for us and instead of letting the market decide it for us or our own decisions, now we're opening up a can of worms.
Yeah,
now everybody's going to be doing that to
for
us.
For years, cable companies were a monopoly. So,
yeah. Well, that's,
no
that's
not
gonna,
their
no
time to start.
That's the other hand.
Screw
the,
them.
Right. That's the other side of the story. So,
and they screw you, by the way, too, because everybody says call up, order it, and cancel it, and you can just get charged. They charge you a fee. There's like $1.99 or a two-something change fee on your account. So they make their
that's
money no matter what.
Like me who don't look at the bill, never notice.
They suck.
So that's kind of the story.
Well, they're a tremendous partner of the New England Patriots.
And like it always happens on this show, whenever we pose a question to our listeners, we get responses. Josh from Arlington, Virginia, tongue bath is one of Gary's terms. He tells you to tune in for your tongue bath after we buy lunch for you guys. He is referring to all the praise you guys offer when someone buys lunch.
See a tongue bath.
I don't think that's what Mini Gary meant.
Yeah, you think Mini Gary would have came on and said that right after right. when we said, yep. what does that
when
mean?
When he said it, he meant something dirty about your yep. mother.
And James from England sends us a link from the UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah, what's this one?
And tongue bath is the art of licking the entire body of your partner.
That's what he was talking about.
That's what he meant.
Not necessarily limited to just the area in between yep. one's legs.
He's got one of those Stifler's mom moments going on.
So we have two competing definitions.
Pretty red in there.
Where'd you go to college there, Mini Gary?
Did you Boston go to college?
University. Boston University? No wonder Paul adopted a new freaking college to...
There's a lot of tongue baths at BU.
Not just between the legs.
No. So we have two competing definitions of tongue bath.
One is, he meant the latter.
One is latter. Oral praise and the other is oral praise, but it's a different kind. Yeah. All right. Getting back to this whole NFL Network thing. So
it sucks, basically.
It does. It sucks for the fans. And, you know, New England's always been kind of screwed. Like, I'll tell you another example. You know, we have this Comcast On Demand deal with the Patriots. Patriots basically have their own TV channel on Comcast On Demand. You got to pay extra for it. But even if you're in Maine, you can't get it if you have Comcast or New Hampshire because it's still within the 75-mile radius of Gillette.
But that's not Comcast.
Yet, no.
That's an NFL rule right. of terms of market and TV and all that.
That's true.
That's a separate argument.
You know, so it's there's a lot of antiquated rules that are on the books because of, you know, the way tickets used to be sold and, you know, before the networks really – before TV became the major player. And
the bottom line is it's two bad guys right here, in my opinion, because they're both not willing to make concessions for the fan. And the fan is the one who gets – you know, the NFL beat us over the head with – remember they released something and it was, you know, in all our efforts to make sure all our games are available in over-the-air television and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not the case.
Right.
Because there are Patriots fans that live very much close to Foxborough, like Rhode Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
because they're farther than 50 or 60 miles from Boston, they don't get it. Well, they're only 30 miles from Foxborough where the team plays.
You know, now, what they'll say to that is that even though we took some and put it on our cable station – there is the rule that the local market can still get it over the air.
That's horse poo because those people in Providence, you know, when they were considering actually moving the stadium to Providence,
right.
those are Patriots fans.
I know,
their local market, they can't watch
it. But then it gets back to the definition of what the market is.
I'll give you the definition
but
of
you would,
sucks.
You would
They're
think,
getting screwed in
you know,
Rhode Island.
Every,
and I'm sticking up for Rhode Island. Somebody needs to.
Yeah, someone
every,
does need
every
to.
Rule has to have
Rhode Island
every rule has to have an exception. And you would think in this case, the NFL, knowing that this is potentially an historic game in the entire history of the league, that this would they would make an exception to let as many people as possible watch this game over like a local like you know like we do in the preseason games we let the local markets carry the games because you're doing two things at once. You're helping the fan and you're giving exposure to the NFL Network.
Right. Well,
cuz you can
I'm not sure they want that.
No, but
people realize it sucks.
Yeah. Well, but if that's what
this
the NFL wants to do,
for. Right.
If the NFL wants to get their name out there, they can have the agreement be that you can carry it on your local channel and have our bug in there the whole time, and it works out for everybody. I don't see why they're not going to.
They just don't want to cave. They don't want to cave.
It's like organized crime. They're trying to stiff arm everybody.
It's a pissing match right now, and it's not good. All right, in his basement is John in Rhode Island. John, how you doing?
You guys do realize, of course, that Cox Communications is carrying the NFL Network this weekend, don't you?
What do you mean they're carrying it
to everyone for free?
Well, they're making it available apparently to their subscribers.
For free?
I don't know if it's for free or not, but they ran a full-page ad in the Providence Journal today.
Yeah, I don't think it's free.
I think you got to subscribe to it. I think what they're doing is they're bringing it in, but, you know, nevertheless.
Well, it's already available on Cox, John.
Is it already?
Yeah, I've had it for the last 2-3 years.
Okay, you have Cox? Right.
Well, I have a dish, so I don't have it.
You enjoy Cox.
but no,
Somebody else does.
It's available, and it's available in HD.
Okay. So, I mean, the fact is that Rhode Island isn't entirely being shut out, but you got to subscribe to the service.
You have to subscribe to
Rhode Island's getting screwed here. The fan is getting screwed here, and two big, bad, bully businesses are beating up on the fans.
The thing about that, John, is if you, you know, think that you are in the Patriots market and you're not allowed to see it over the air, then it's a contradiction.
Are you allowed to see Monday Night Football over the air?
Yes. And in the Patriots market, Channel 5 has it.
So, yeah. You know, so but now, what's the rule then, though, with dual city markets? Do we know that?
That's the thing I don't know. I mean, you know, Are there any dual city markets? You mean like New York?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how to, you know, go about that, because technically the game is being shown over the air in New England because of Channel 5 in Boston. But
not
right,
everyone gets Channel 5.
But only, and not every, people in Rhode Island don't get
we
Channel
don't.
5.
Right. Right.
So however, if people in Rhode Island, though, who have cable television can get the game. They just have to pick up, you know, NFL Network.
Right.
Right.
So, but that's not what the NFL has always said about their games.
Right, over the air.
And that's why they have that rule that even if your game's on cable in your market, a local station has to be able to carry it. And that's why they have that rule. The question then becomes, what do they consider the market?
Yeah, plus, well,
hasn't
true.
Monday Night Football in the past also been aired on like a Springfield channel? And haven't there been a couple other channels that have been allowed to put ESPN telecasts on?
I don't know. I don't know that. But there is a lot of contradiction going on here, and it's all about business, and it's trying to establish this network.
But isn't Eric right? Wouldn't it have been a nice gesture to make sure it's a special? We're not breaking our rules. We're going to have the same rule, but this is a historic game. We want every fan that wants to see this game be able to see this game, and that's yes. not the case.
I actually go along with that, Andy, and I agree. I think it's, you know, to me, this is a troubling sign to see games like this put on, you know, pay, you know,
right.
Television.
You're so. Almost to boxing. It's pay-per-view. You want to watch it, you got to pay. You can't just go home and watch the game.
And, well, and we are, you realize, we are slowly headed that direction in the NFL, where we will end up having to pay per game we want to watch.
Yep.
That I don't know if it'll take 10 years or 20 years or 50 years, but eventually we're heading that direction.
All right, John. Well, we'll make way for your show. Watching
Gee,
two guys
thanks,
kiss
friend.
On TV, I was a little shaken up.
Eric?
All right. That's going to be it for PFW in Progress. Stay tuned for Patriots Playbook with John Rook. We'll see you tomorrow.